owned, locally operated, locally involved business, and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beep.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
The State College Spikes are back for a six-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Back here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, it is really a gorgeous day out here. Summertime temp, 78 degrees, clear, sunny skies here. There'll be no need for the field lights here in this one as we are about set to get underway. Left-hander Matthew Becker starting on the mound for Frederick. And again, Becker this season has made one appearance. He has an ERA of 2.25, four innings, one run, three hits, three walks, six strikeouts, first time out last Thursday against the Black Bears. And behind him defensively, it'll be Sam Parker at first, Bruin Agbayani at second, Dawson Willis at short, Jose Silva at third, outfield Eddie Hakopian in left, who after playing the outfield the first two games, or playing the infield the first two games, I should say, Trey Lipsy is in center, Anthony Diaz in right, Taj Bates doing the catching this morning for the Keys. And before we get underway, a quick look at the Spikes injury report presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Largely healthy, 30 players on the roster with the addition of pitcher Trayson Peters out of Western Kentucky, but unavailable for today's game, pitcher Max Skillbeck and outfielder Lorenzo Carrier. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Javon Hernandez, Cole Plants, and Quinn Bentley, the top third of the order. Hugh Pinckney, Caden Shapiro, and Harrison Dittowick, the 4-5-6 hitters. Matt Evans, Camden Ross, and Landon Johnson to round it out. And Javon Hernandez stepping to the plate as today's leadoff man. He has been in the leadoff spot each of the first two games of this series as well. 2-for-9 in the series, a double and a walk last night. He received a second walk in the Overtime tiebreaker half inning. After attempting to put down a bunny, instead worked the free pass, loaded the bases with no outs, and Eric Colasso ended up with the walk-off infield single. And our ACO floor's first pitch at 11:04 today, swung on and missed. A high fastball. And 11:05 will be the official game time. And temperature upping maybe somewhat. I think the thermometer may be in the line of the sunshine there. Nevertheless, a foul ball first base side to as Hernandez goes 0-2. Today's first pitch at 11:05 a.m. brought to you by ACO Floors, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. 0-2 popped up, first base side, foul ground again. Bates chases after it, the catcher, but it's too far out of his reach, six rows deep in the seats behind the Frederick dugout. Keys for the third straight game wearing their home whites. Script Keys logo across the front. Black numerals outlined in orange lower left-hand portion of the jersey. Same numbers, larger on the back. Black caps with the orange bills for the Keys and the stylized Def on the front, white pants as well. 0-2, that's foul back to the screen. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Been mostly somewhat change-ups for Becker in this at-bat against Hernandez. And he's going high in the zone on Javon. And despite his 5'7 frame, has got some ups. He had maybe the defensive play of the year already in this first week of the MLB Draft League season Saturday night at Medler Field at Loprano Park. 0-2 down and in. Breaking ball misses, and it's 1-2. Well, Hernandez doing what a leadoff hitter is supposed to do. Work on the count. Let his fellow hitter see some pitches. Becker delivers a breaking ball, and it's a called strike three. It deflected off the mitt of Bates, but he's able to regather, apply the tag, and that breaking ball results in the first strikeout of the game for Matthew Becker. Went slider that time. And with one gone, here is Cole Pladsen. Pladsen, the left-handed hitting left fielder, did not play last night. Did play in the opener of this series. The pitch, that's low and away for a ball. He went 1-for-4 with a double on Tuesday night. Pride of Clay Center, Kansas. He is 1-for-10 at the plate so far, but has drawn a couple of walks, and he takes a ball. Fastball in tight, 2-0. Left-hander Becker, left-hander Pladsen. The 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, the slider down low, and it's 3-0. Back-to-back lefties here as Pladsen will be followed by Quinn Bentley and back-to-back 18-year-old hitters, both born in September of 06. 3-0. That's a strike taken all the way. It'll be three straight lefties as well as Pinckney is in there. Make it actually five in a row from spots 2 through 6 in the order. And the walk as that one dips out of the way. So Pladsen is aboard. And with a man on, one out, it's Quinn Bentley to the plate. Again, Bentley took over late in the game as a pinch runner and then third baseman last night. Did come to the plate once, doubled and scored. Did not play the first game of the series, but he's been playing for both the Keys and the Spikes in those Canadian Junior National Team games early in the day each of the previous 2 days. First pitch, fastball's a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. Here's the set. Leading off first, Pladsen. The pitch homeward. Bounces in, blocked by Bates. One ball and one strike. Slider that time from Becker. Trey Lipsy loosing up. Again, a quick transition for these teams. Last night's game ended at 10:49 p.m. Today's first pitch, 11:05 a.m. So just about 12 hours in between games. Time enough maybe to get a quick bite and try to rest up. But not a whole lot of chance to work out whatever might ail you from the previous night. Pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-1 to Bentley. Next offering from Becker is low, ball 3. Fastball again. Becker so far, 15 pitches, 7 of them strikes. 3-1 the count to Quinn Bentley. Plantson resumes his lead off first. The pitch homeward. That's a strike taken just above the knees. Bentley was all set to head to first, but that was a strike. It was in the lower half of the zone, and Bentley will have to settle back in with a full count. And the payoff pitch swung on and missed, strike 3. So the second strikeout for Matthew Becker this morning. 2 down in the top of the first, and Hugh Pinckney the batter. Pinckney actually a late switch. Originally was to have been Matthew Polk in the order, but Tim Battle deciding he needed an extra breather. Pinckney served as the DH yesterday as well. Was 0 for 5 of the plate, but was a standout on Tuesday in the series opener. 3 for 4 with a double and a walk. 2 outs, runner on first. No score here in the top half of the first inning. Joe Putnam along with you here in Frederick, Maryland. Right about the center of the state. And the pitch. Breaking ball low. Of course, that's in a geographic sense, population sense. You've got D.C. to our south. Baltimore also to the south, sort of to the southeast, not too far away from that. 1-0 count. Plattson takes off. The pitch high for a ball. Throw down to second. Not in time. Cole Plattson with the stolen base. And for Plattson, that is his first steal as a Spike. State College now 12 for 12 in stolen base attempts to begin the year. That's got to be a pleasing ratio for Tim Battle. He is not shy about wanting to be aggressive on the base paths. And Plattson moves into scoring position. Now the 2-0 count to Pinckney, who lifts it in the air foul, third base side. This will go into the construction zone. Construction zones on both sides of Harry Grove Stadium, 35 years old. In fact, I see some of the construction workers taking a pause right now over on the first base side where they're doing some work to take in a ball game. And why not? 2 balls and a strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High heat got him there. 2-2. Again, plenty of senior citizens on hand for this morning's contest. This was to have been a getaway game for the Spikes, but because of the Canadian Junior National Team Series, we'll be sticking around after this one, at least for that game, then head to West Virginia, as many Spike staffers will be part of that. Breaking ball is low, 3-2 the count. Spikes manager Tim Battle will actually serve as the Keys manager for that game tonight as Frederick's exhibition squad takes on the Canadian Junior National Team, 18 and under national team. Payoff pitch. Lifted foul, third base side. Hugh Pinckney, of course, a native of Toronto, Canada. Was part of the program before. Now at Tulane University and here with the Spikes currently. Pinckney actually finished up his time at Tulane, hurried back to Toronto to pack up to play first half of this MLB Draft League season in State College. And drove in right away. And this one taken the other way down the left field line toward the corner. It's off the wall. Around third, Plattson scores. Pinckney actually has to hold up because Hakopian just rifled that. Bates with a quick word will head back behind the plate. There will be a defensive mound visit charge. But again, there's leeway here in the MLB Draft League as far as those go. Certainly in the first half of the year, the developmental, the showcase nature of the league. Trying to help these guys along as the 1-0 fouled back to the netting behind home. 1-1 the count. By the way, right now underway back home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, the PIAA State Baseball Championships taking place. Slate of 6 games over the next 2 days back home. The Class 1A title game going on right now as the 1-1 comes in. Breaking ball down and in. 2-1 the count. Southern Fulton, the District 5 champion, taking on Eden Christian, a team that finished third in the Whitfield tournament, District 7, but has made the run all the way to Happy Valley. Later on today at 1:30, Mount Carmel takes on Riverside, the 3A title. 2-1 pitch to Itowick, swung on and missed. High fastball got him to go there. 2-2 the count. Then scheduled at 4:30, the Class 5A title game between Upper Dublin and Shaler. 1-0 Spikes here in Frederick. Top half of the first inning. Runners on first and second. Two outs and a 2-2 count to Harrison Didowick. Becker sets, delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the breaking ball that dipped out of the zone. And Becker ends up striking out the side in the first. But the Spikes played a run on two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. One half inning in the book. State College 1, Frederick coming to bat against Roman Kimball. When we return on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Legendary reliability, excellent resale value. Now is the perfect time to stop by your Toyota dealer to check out the huge selection of exciting and versatile vehicles, including the sleek and efficient 25 Camry. Or check out the adventure-ready RAV4, built for every road or no road at all. Or go off-road in a rugged and reliable Tacoma or Tundra. Visit buyatoyota.com for great deals and more. Offers end June 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Roman Kimball officially making his first start as a State College Spikes player today. But this past Thursday, he did get the start against Mahoning Valley. However, his three scoreless innings, in which he allowed one hit, four walks, but struck out three, does not go in the official record. The game wiped out after three innings, didn't reach official status. So none of the records officially count. You won't be seeing them on Baseball Reference, but we've got them here for you. And Kimball will face Trey Lipsy, Eddie Hakopian, and Sam Parker to begin this bottom of the first inning. Middle third of the Frederick order, Jose Silva, Anthony Diaz, and Taj Bates. Rounding it out, Bruin Agbayani, Dawson Willis, and Jordan Payton. And we'll get you the Spikes defense behind Kimball in a moment as Trey Lipsy steps to the plate to a nice round of applause. Lipsy tying an MLB Draft League record with five stolen bases in a game on Tuesday night, and I didn't look deeply into when Matthew Etzel stole his five bases for Williamsport in 2022. I would wager to say, though, it wasn't in the first three innings of the game, as Lipsy did. Added a two-run homer for good measure. Part of three hits in the game. Last night, though, 0 for 5, did draw a walk, scored a pair of runs. He takes ball one outside, a fastball from Kimball, the right-hander. Most recently of the University of South Carolina, but a native of New Hartford, New York. He has been around the country playing his ball. 1-0. That is outside ball two. Native of New Hartford in that Utica area up in New York. Shout out to Rick Bach, Andrew Filippone. Another couple of great New Hartford, New York natives. 2-0 pitch. That's low for a ball, 3-0. Of course, you can hear Andrew out in Pittsburgh on 93.7 The Fan daily and frequently. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff man, Lipsy. Kimball taking his chime, headed to the top of the hill. Deep breath and into the windup with two on the pitch timer. It's outside for a ball. And a four-pitch walk to the leadoff man to begin the bottom of the first. Defense behind Roman Kimball to begin this game. Landon Johnson is at first base. Javon Hernandez at second. Matthew Evans at short. Quinn Bentley is at third. Outfield is Cole Pladsen in left. Harrison Didowick in center. Caden Shapiro in right. And Camden Ross doing the catching this morning. Eddie Hacopian, the Maryland product in the right-handed batter's box, playing left field tonight, or today rather, after the last two nights playing third base and shortstop, respectively. And the pitch. That fades in low, ball one. Hacopian last night, officially 0 for 2, but did draw two walks and was hit by a pitch, stole a base as well. He's 2 for 2 on the base paths in this series. He's reached base four times in 10 plate appearances. That pitch, a strike on the inner half. 1-1 with a fastball from Kimball at 90 miles an hour. Spikes in their navy blue road jerseys this morning. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numerals outlined in right on the lower right-hand portion. Bigger numbers of the same nature on the back. 1-1. Bouncer on to first. Taken by Johnson. Fires to second low, but Evans gets it back to first. And a wide throw back, but that'll be backed up by Johnson. Kimball came over to cover on the potential double play. It'll be 3-6 on the force out at second to retire Lipsy. And a fielder's choice for Eddie Hacopian, who takes over at first base. Something that the Spikes worked on this weekend on Saturday, before Saturday's game, that PFP, pitcher's fielding practice. And we saw Bobby Olsen do a tremendous job of that last night. Roman Kimball doing the same here in the opening frame this morning. 1-0 lead for the Spikes here on the bottom of the first. Spikes with two hits, Keys with none as of yet. Third batter of the game for Frederick is Sam Parker, the left-handed hitting first baseman, originally from London, England. Here's the pitch by Kimball as Hacopian takes off, pitches a strike, bouncing throw towards second, and in there safely is Hacopian. Roman Kimball, though, has a smile on his face. It is an 0-1 count. That was a strike. But Kimball smiled because he felt the throw from Ross whizzing by him. He had turned around, faced second base. He wasn't going to get struck in the noggin like we've seen recently. But it was close to another part of himself that he would much rather not have a baseball hit. Now the 0-1 count to Parker with Hacopian at second. It's outside for a ball. Roman Kimball wants a new baseball. That'll be inspected by Brian McGugan. They'll put it right back in the bag. This may just be a case of Roman, who's thrown now six balls in his first nine pitches. Just wanted to change things up a little bit from a feel perspective. The 1-1 pitch upcoming from Kimball and delivered. That's fouled back to the screen. 1-2 the count. Spikes capturing the win in the first MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker game of the season across the league. After Frederick took the opener of this series by a score of 10-3 last night, officially goes into the books as a win for State College after a 6-6 tie, but they did plate that seventh run to win it in the tiebreaker. And the 1-2. Breaking ball bounces in, taking up for third, Hacopian. Ross's throw to third, not in time. I believe that'll be a wild pitch because I don't think he took off till after pitch was in the dirt, but we'll see what the call is. The score will take a look. Two and two the count. Well, wild pitch for the time being, but we'll pass along if that gets changed. Infield now up all the way around. Runner on third, one out. 1-0 lead for the Spikes. Bottom of the first. Did he go around? High fastball. Yes, he did. Strike three to Parker. He could not quite hold back. Bill Worthington punches him out down at third. That is the first strikeout for Roman Kimball today and is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Did you know Mount Nittany Health offers over 30 specialties? From primary care to advanced treatments, we're committed to keeping quality health care close to home for the communities we serve. Two down in the bottom of the first inning, and Jose Silva the batter, the third baseman today. Silva has been at second base and short last night and the previous night, respectively. And the first pitch from Kimball to Silva in tight for a ball, breaking ball at 79. Silva was 1-for-4 with a sacrifice fly in the opener of the series, 1-for-5 with an RBI yesterday. Both of his RBIs in the series have been on outs, but officially he's 2-for-9 at the plate. And the 1-0 from Kimball. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Evens it up. 1-0 lead on the board for the Spikes. Two hits to the keys, none. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Eddie Hacopian reached on a fielder's choice, stole second, moved to third on the wild pitch. He is less than 90 feet away from the tying run as he takes his lead. Kimball from the stretch. And the righty brings it. Fastball called, strike on the outer edge, 1-2. Went with the cutter that time and nicked the zone. 1-2. May have been borderline, but he got the benefit. And the 1-2. That's in the dirt, blocked by Ross, and taking off for home is Hacopian, flipped to Kimball, but the ball slips out of his glove before he can get the tag down. And Hacopian manufacturing a run himself. A daring move. That ball did not get too far away, but it angled Ross closer to third. And by the time Ross was able to make the flip, Hacopian already well down the base path. And that'll be another wild pitch officially. But Eddie Hacopian, only with one stolen base, but really it's his aggressiveness on the base paths that forced two wild pitches to bring him in. So the Keys tie it up without the benefit of a hit. Base is now empty with two outs for Jose Silva and a 2-2 count. And the pitch. Outside a ball, 3-2. You know, you're going to look back and you're going to see next to Roman Kimball's name, two wild pitches. But don't think that he's been just wild here. That was Hacopian forcing the issue. Payoff pitch, lifted foul, first base side out of play. So a 1-1 score here in the bottom of the first inning. Again, lights not on here. They won't be needed today. We're going to have sunny skies. Temps will likely get up near 90 degrees by the time we're finishing up in this one. And then at 6 p.m. tonight, the first half of the Canadian Junior National Team Series. They take on the Keys exhibition squad, which will include many Spikes staffers and players, at least a handful. Bouncer foul, third base side, count remains full. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the Spikes will begin their series in West Virginia, a three-game affair against the Black Bears on the artificial turf of Kendrick Family Ballpark. Another 3-2 from Kimball. Breaking ball, down and away, ball four. So the second walk issued by Kimball. And really, this was Roman's MO last Thursday in Mahoning Valley. He kind of got in holes, put base runners on, but they did not score against him. In three innings, he walked four batters, gave up a hit, but no runs. And again, that's the name of the game as a pitcher. However you go about doing it, there are better methods than others. More likely methods to prevent runs, but that's what you're out there to do, prevent runs. Kimball to the plate, now facing Anthony Diaz, left-handed hitter playing right field today. Takes a ball outside. Diaz has moved around to the outfield in this series. Preston Wilson doing much as Tim Battle is. He's evaluating these players, trying to show off their versatility in the outfield and the infield. See Hacopian now after two games on the left side of the infield moving to the outfield today. As that pitch is low, 2-0 the count. Kimball now at 23 pitches. 9 strikes here in the opening inning. 1-1 bottom of the first. Silva takes his lead off first base. 2 gone in the inning. Kimball delivers. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Fastball by him at 91 miles an hour. He's gone four-seamer to begin this at-bat. And Kimball also tends to take his time out there on the mound. He is not releasing, not starting into his motion until less than 5 seconds remain on the timer. Throw on to first, and Silva dives back in safely. It is a 20-second pitch timer. It's the NCAA rule for pitch timer that's enforced. So 20 seconds regardless of if runners are on base or not. Sort of a hybrid format, the playing rules, so to speak, here in the MLB Draft League. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-1, and it's really to help assist with the transition for many of these players from the collegiate ranks to the pros. Some of them even from the high school ranks to playing in a more professional style. 3-1 the count. Kimball delivers. In tight, ball 4. So the third walk of the inning, and the free pass is back-to-back. And with first and second and 2 outs, Taj Bates the batter. Bates, the catcher, again out of Southern University down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hitting .222 in his first 5 games with the Keys, on base percentage of .300. Not yet with an extra base hit or run batted in over his first 5 games. His 21st trip to the plate as a Key. First and second, 2 down. Roman Kimball delivers. Fastball and a called strike just above the knees. 0-1. Bruin Agbayani is on deck. Should Bates extend this bottom of the first inning? Kimball sets the 0-1. Up and in. Did he go around? Appeal down to first. Jim Clayton says, yes, he did. Strike 2 to Bates. Four lefties in the lineup for Frederick. Preston Wilson alternating them with righties. It's in battle with 6 left-handed hitters today, the max for the Spikes. He's got 5 in a group, though, from the second through the 6 spots in the order. 0-2 pitch. Swung on. Foul tip into the mid. Strike 3. Ross hangs on. And the inning is over as Roman Kimball records his 2nd strikeout of the frame. Frederick scores a run without the benefit of a hit. No errors. 2 runners left on. At the end of 1 here at Nebbio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, it's State College 1, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They're your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Into the second inning here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Matthew Becker, the Frederick left-hander, back on the mound. He'll face the 7-8-9 hitters for the Spikes. Matthew Evans, Camden Ross, and Landon Johnson. beginning with Evans, the right-handed hitting shortstop out of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Evans did not play in last night's game until the overtime tiebreaker when he pinch ran for Camden Ross, who would have been the runner placed at first to start the inning. Evans then moved to second on Landon Johnson's single, stole third, and came in to score on Eric Colasso's infield single to win the game. Fouls it off first base side to start this at bat. Evans 0 for 4 at the plate as the starting shortstop on Tuesday, but this time goes the other way towards right, but on the run, Diaz able to chase it down toward right center for the first out. That'll bring Camden Ross to the plate, and Ross had a good game yesterday. 1 for 4 with a walk that hit a two-run double. Ross was playing right field yesterday. He's back to catcher, which is his normal role today. But again, both these managers, and across the MLB Draft League you're seeing this, managers wanted to show off their players' versatility, help highlight them for the 30 MLB teams that are looking at players out of this league, seeing which ones will be on their draft list for the MLB All-Star break when the draft takes place. It'll be the Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of All-Star week. And the 1-0. That is upstairs a ball. 2-0 the count. Ross waits, Western Kentucky product. Lefty Becker delivers. Slider slices inside for a ball. 3-0 the count. And the pitch, that's a called strike. 88 on the gun over the plate. And they actually have adjusted the MLB draft schedule this year. Instead of the 3 days it has been in past, it'll be the Sunday and Monday of All-Star Week, the 13th and 14th. Actually, that's a change that was just announced a couple of days ago as Ross takes ball four down and in and draws the one-out walk. It's the second base on balls issued by Matthew Becker this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. Here's Landon Johnson, the first baseman. Johnson was the first baseman yesterday. Went 1 for 3 if you add in that single in the overtime tiebreaker, which unfortunately does not count in the official record. I said this last night. I hope that at some point here we can find a way to include the events of that overtime frame in folks' official records. But again, you also see earlier, Roman Kimball had his three innings last Thursday wiped out by rain. So, but it would certainly help the numbers that these guys will still look back on. I mean, if you log on to MLB.com or Baseball Reference, anywhere there's MLB Draft League stats, it may be a more accurate picture if you add in all plate appearances as the 1-1 curveball is a strike over the outer edge, 1-2. 1-1 score here, top of the second, runner on first, one out. Becker sets, and the southpaw delivers. And this is flared toward left field. Hakopian fading back. It's over his head. That one carries all the way to the wall. Camden Ross digging for third. It'll be held up there by Tim Battle. And Landon Johnson looked initially off the bat like it was just going to flare to left. But the wind is blowing out that way. It just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. And Hakopian could not get back on it. State College Spikes. It's not just Hugh Pinckney. We talked about him earlier. Landon Johnson able to deliver an extra base hit going the opposite way. And that double is, for Landon Johnson, his first as a Spike. Puts runners at second and third with one out for Javon Hernandez. The Spike second baseman struck out in his first at-bat today. 1-1 in the top of the second inning. Corners playing up. Middle infield is not all the way up on the grass, but they're about midway. And a foul ball first base side off the bat of Hernandez, 0-1. The third hit of the game for the Spikes. Keys scored their run in the first inning without a hit, 0-1. Chopper left side, digging for home is Ross. He'll make it. The bouncer to Willis, the shortstop, throw to first in time to retire Hernandez, but it will be an RBI ground out for Javon Hernandez as Camden Ross scores to make it 2-1 Spikes. Johnson holds at second. With State College back in front, Cole Pladsen strides to the plate. Left-handed hitting left fielder walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. Johnson on second, two down, and the first pitch homeward to Pladsen. Upstairs with a ball, slider from Becker. Now Becker, really his fastball, so to speak, does not have a whole lot of spin to it. The 1-0 popped up foul behind the plate, 1-1 the count. And he is definitely a guy who moves around, has a good mix of pitches. And that's what he's using to try to keep the Spikes hitters off balance, but three hits and two walks against him so far. And the 1-1 foul back to the screen, 1-2. 3:25 down the lines here at Harry Grove Stadium, 400 feet to dead center. And the fences actually are 8 feet high all the way around. Like I said yesterday, they were 10 feet high, but they are not quite that big as the 1-2 slider is a called strike three on the inner half. The inning is over. Fourth strikeout for Becker, but the Spikes add a run on a hit, the double by Landon Johnson. And one runner left on base. End of an inning and a half. State College 2, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Roman Kimball back on the mound for the bottom of the second inning. Spikes and Keys here in Frederick. The finale of a three-game MLB Draft League series. It's the rubber match of the set. Again, tomorrow starts a three-game series for the Spikes in West Virginia, but then back home to Medler Field at LeBron O'Park. A six-game homestand coming up next week featuring the full gamut of daily value promotions, beginning with Walking Taco Tuesday, presented by Bigfoot Country Legends. Lizzie and Wine Wednesday from Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Wowie Radio on the way, as well as Thirsty Thursday presented by The Bus. Also, Four Pack Friday presented by 93.73 WZ. Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery and Pop 93.3. And Sunday Funday presented by Big Froggy 101. All on tap this week with great money-saving specials for families across Happy Valley. Plus, a lot of other great opportunities to have some fun at the ballpark. 814-272-1711, the phone number for the ticket office. They're open right now, even in the midst of the PIAA State Baseball Championships. You can get your Spikes tickets as well at the Spikes ticket office at the ballpark. High fastball to Bruin Agbayani, swung on and missed, 0-1 to begin the bottom of the second inning. But, of course, you can get your tickets 24-7 online at StateCollegeSpikes.com. 0-1 pitch, fastball called, strike on the outer edge. 0-2 to the left-handed hitting second baseman, Bruin Agbayani. Top high school prospect in the state of Hawaii, the 50th state. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Kimball with three fastballs. That's his third strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health Fitness and Rehabilitation, we schedule one patient at a time, so you have our full attention at every visit. This means you'll have personalized care to reduce pain and get you back to the activities you love sooner. One gone in the bottom of the second, and here is Dawson Willis, the Frederick shortstop, making his first appearance of the series. And, in fact, it's his first appearance overall for the Keys out of the University of Oklahoma, a native of Ruston, Louisiana, of course, home to Louisiana Tech. 21 years of age, 6'4", 187 pounds. Willis into the right-handed box, and, in fact, he's still wearing his Oklahoma gear. Even his helmet is his Oklahoma helmet. 0-1, chopper foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. Willis back into the right-handed box. And the pitch swung on and missed, strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Roman Kimball. That's four total today, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health reminds you to stay healthy while enjoying the game. Stay hydrated. Don't forget sunscreen, even on cloudy days, and it's not cloudy here in Frederick today. And don't forget to stretch in between innings. A little movement goes a long way. Getting out to the ballpark, going around the concourse, stretching those legs. Get the full experience of Medler Field or LeBron O Park. But do remember to wear sunscreen. Jordan Payton takes a ball upstairs, 1-0. Slider from Kimball there. Payton making his first appearance of the series. He had actually been missing from the Keys the last several games due to injury. And the 1-0. That's a strike around the knees at 89 miles an hour. 1-1 the count. 289 batting average, four homers, 33 RBIs, 1,000 in his redshirt senior season this spring. And the 1-1. Upstairs a ball, 2-1 to Payton. Base is empty, two outs, bottom of the second. Spikes leading at 2-1 here in Frederick. Out hitting the Keys, three zips so far. Kimball with a deep breath. And the windup in the 2-1. Breaking ball down and in. Ball three. Trey Lipsy, the leadoff man in the order, is on deck for Frederick. And a little breezier of a day here in Frederick than it was the last two. The 3-1. Lifted in the air. First base side foul. That's out of play. Camden Ross gave it a look from behind the plate. Caden Shapiro trotted over, but this one out to the construction zone. And the count is full. Full count, two gone. Kimball gets the sign from Ross. And the payoff pitch. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. Number seven of the at-bat. We'll be back here in Frederick in the month of July, not till the second half of the MLB Draft League season. Next visit here will be July 21st and 22nd to finish off a four-game road trip. Another 3-2 pitch from Kimball. Here it is. In tight, ball four. And Payton works a two-out walk. That's the fourth walk for Kimball. But again, he had a similar sort of effort in three scoreless innings last Thursday, though those not on the official ledger. Trey Lipsy walked his first time up today before being erased on a fielder's choice. Lipsy, the left-handed hitting center fielder, will step in after Roman Kimball receives a new baseball. Kimball just tossed the one he had right over to the Frederick dugout. But it will probably make its way back into play. I don't think there is anything defective with it. Again, just sort of a feel thing sometimes. At least Roman doesn't talk to the baseball like Mark the Bird Fidrich used to do. Kimball, out of the stretch now, delivers to Lipsy. Fastball and a called strike, 91 on the inner half, 0-1. In the MLB Draft League today, two other games later on tonight, West Virginia will finish up their home series against Williamsport at 6:30. And Mahoning Valley hosts Trenton to finish up that series at 7:05. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-1. Right now, West Virginia leading the way in the MLB Draft League's first half standings with their victory yesterday over the Crosscutters. Black Bears at 4-2, Cutters at 3-2. One ball and one strike. And Kimball balks. He twitched when he was on the mound, and I think everybody could see that. Just a twitch, a sudden movement, and so the balk will move Peyton to second. And Kimball knew it too. He's just frustrated with himself. Indecision creates a lot of errors, and that one not officially an error in the book, but a miscue, a balk, to move the runner into scoring position. But now 1-1 count, still two outs in the inning. Kimball sense, the right-hander taking a look at second, now the pitch. Swing and a miss, slider got him to go at the 1-1, now it's 1-2. Trenton is at 4-3, Frederick 3-4 now, third and fourth place respectively in the MLB Draft League. Spikes now in fifth place at 2-3. Mahoning Valley currently in sixth. They are 1-3 on the year, having already lost three games off their first half schedule. And the 1-2. Breaking ball, loop toward left, drops in for a base hit. Peyton around third, he'll score. And the first Frederick hit of the game, a two-out RBI single by Trey Lipsy. Ties it up at two apiece. So manufacturing offense with two outs, had the bases empty, but the walk to Peyton, the balk, and Lipsy's RBI single. And the balk, by the way, it's not the same. Only an error or a pass ball renders runs unearned. Balk is considered part of a pitcher's efforts pitching the baseball, and so that is factored in as an earned run, but that really is what caused it, because otherwise that player would not have scored a run. Runner off on the first pitch, bouncing throw to second, not in time. Lipsy with his seventh stolen base of the series. He's got 10 now this season. The pitch was a strike to Eddie Hakopian. And Hakopian, who's 0-1, but manufactured a run himself in the first inning. A fielder's choice, a stolen base, and then reaching third on a wild pitch, scoring on a wild pitch. But those two wild pitches, they weren't necessarily wild. He just forced the issue with aggressive base running. 0-1 count, the pitch. That's a fastball low, 1-1 to Trey Lipsy, or rather to Eddie Hakopian, with Trey Lipsy at second. Two gone in the inning. 2-2 our score. It's now 3-1 in favor of the Spikes. And Kimball delivers. Chopper to the right side, charging in. Hernandez gloves it, tossed to first in time, and the inning is over. But Frederick generates some two-out offense, a run on a hit. They leave one runner on base. End of two. Single runs in all four half innings thus far. It's 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The State College Spikes are back for a six-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Into the third inning, 2-2 our score. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nemio Field at Harry Grove Stadium in Frederick, Maryland, finishing off the first half of our six-day road trip. West Virginia will be coming up next, and then next week's homestand will feature Mahoning Valley and Trenton traveling into Happy Valley for a trio of games apiece. Told you about all the exciting things going on, and as was pointed out yesterday, we are celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines on Friday, June 20th. All veterans will get half-price tickets, vets and their families. Hard hit ball up the middle, knocked down by Bruin Agbayani, but no chance to make a play. Quinn Bentley is aboard to start the third inning. It will be ruled an error. So, first error of the game for either side.
Number 16 is
Agbayani did have to come in on that to make the play, although it was a solid ground ball. But Bentley is on. After his second plate appearance, he had struck out his first time up. Hugh Pinckney delivered a two-out RBI single in his first plate appearance today. Left-handed hitting DH, takes a breaking ball low, a catcher by a trade, but serving in that DH role for the second straight game. So for the Keys, that is their 12th fielding error of the season, but their first of this series. It's the Spikes who have been in the error column in this one. Seven errors the first two games. None so far today. Pitch low for a ball, 2-0. And some of those, of course, are sort of bookkeeping errors. But State College has been able to generate the runs they certainly did last night. 7-6 in the overtime. 2-0 count, low and away, 3-0. Two two here in the top of the third inning. That's our score in this rubber match of the three-game set. Spikes can get back to the 500 with a win today. So can the Keys. And the 3-0 called strike over the outer half. Pinckney was set to toss the bat toward the third base dugout. Instead, he'll take a step out of the left-handed batter's box and return. Caden Shapiro on deck. Quinn Bentley leads off first. The 3-1 pitch swung on, looped toward right center, but fading to the outfield grass. Second baseman Agbayani puts it away. And a reach back for that one. Bentley stays at first, however. And there's one away.
Number 41, the right fielder, Caden Shapiro.
Caden Shapiro, the batter. Shapiro, the right fielder, singled in the first inning. Bentley leads off first. Matthew Becker, the left-hander, sets, delivers. High fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. That one inside. And the pitch, that misses, 1-1. 2-2 game in the top of the third. Spikes out hitting the keys, 3-1. When Bentley reached on an error to begin the inning, he leads off first. Becker sets at the midsection. The pitch. That's popped up. Third base side foul into the seats. And it's 1-2. Plenty of seniors in the stands. A lot of them wearing seniors in the park t-shirts. One of them are under the tent right now on the third base side, but several out in the seats. Yeah, the 1-2, upstairs a ball, 2-2 the count. Bentley resumes his leadoff first. Becker sets the 2-2. Breaking ball slices down the heart of the zone for a called strike three. That's the fifth strikeout for Matthew Becker. Three of them have been looking. And with two down in the top of the third, Harrison Didowick the batter. Fourth straight lefty to begin this inning. Didowick struck out against Becker swinging in the first. But coming off a three-hit game last night, really showcasing his form not only at the plate but in the field as well. He has those long strides in the outfield. Makes up a lot of ground in a short amount of time. You know, the deer is our mascot of the State College Spikes, but he really runs like a deer. 0-1 count. The pitch fades in low. Ball one. Slider that time. Right-handed action just starting in the Frederick bullpen. Max Hensman, right-hander, will be next in the ball game for the Keys. 1-1 to Didowick. Pitch. Fastball and a called strike just above the knees. 1-2.
Warming in the Frederick bullpen, number 51, Max Hensman.
Ball and two strikes. Runner on first, two outs. The pitch. Breaking ball, dips low, 2-2. Porter didn't quite do a split, but he had that low crouch going to field that one. The 2-2. Called strike three. Make the eye to Ridge. And the inning is over. That's six strikeouts for Matthew Becker today, four of them looking for the Spikes in the third. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. At the end of 2.5, State College 2, Frederick 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
Bottom half of the third inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Sam Parker, Jose Silva, Anthony Diaz. The 3-4-5 hitters due up for the Keys here in the bottom of the third. A 2-2 tie right now between the Spikes and the Keys. Sam Parker, 0-for-1, struck out his first time up. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Places the bat across the plate and picks it back up to measure up his stance. Roman Kimball, the right-hander out of South Carolina, gets the sign and delivers. Fastball on a called ball, just low. 49th pitch of the game so far for Kimball. Bobby Olson with a tremendous start yesterday. He threw 64 pitches over five innings of work, allowing a run on three hits and a walk, but striking out four. And the 1-0, fastball low again, 2-0. Max Hansman now warming up in earnest in the Frederick bullpen. So Matthew Becker likely done after three innings. And Kimball, the Spikes righty, delivers the 2-0. Grounder on to second, who is right. Hernandez gathers it in, slings it over to first in time, one away. In addition to the festivities next week, 250th anniversary celebration of the Army, Navy, and Marines. Told you that that veterans and their families get half-price tickets for that game. That's all veterans and their families for all seats in the Seating Bowl. Just if you want to pre-purchase ahead of time, use promo code 250. The link is available on the Spike social media. And again, the promo code 250, and you can use that at statecollegespikes.com at the Spikes ticket office, either by phone or in person. The phone number 814-272-1711. And when you purchase at the Spikes ticket office, there are no added fees. The 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball on the outer edge, 1-1. And again, that's for veterans and their families. Promo code 250. Half price tickets throughout Medler Field at LeBron O Park for veterans and their families as part of the celebration. That's for all branches of the military as well. Do you want to stress that on Friday the 20th? We're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines. But the discount is for all branches of our armed forces. The semi-quincentennial. Two balls and a strike now to Jose Silva, the Keys third baseman. Drew a walk his first time up. And the pitch. Breaking ball low, 3-1. Also have fireworks coming up next Saturday, the 21st, after the game. They're presented by the Central PA Autism Community. It's part of Autism Acceptance Night at the ballpark. 3-1, upstairs, ball four. So the fifth walk issued by Roman Kimball. He has only yielded one hit so far. And he has been good at working out of trouble in both of his appearances for the Spikes, official or not, this season. And if you're just joining us, he started last Thursday at Mahoning Valley, but the three innings he pitched there do not go into the official record book because the game was not official. Only went three innings before being called due to rain, and it will not be made up or picked up. Here is Anthony Diaz, left-handed hitting right fielder, drew a walk his first time up today. First pitch strike, 90-mile-an-hour fastball just above the knees as Kimball gets ahead in the count. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the third inning. Spikes with three hits, no errors. The Keys, one hit, one error. Quick throw to first, and back standing is Silva. And speaking of the Central PA Autism Community, they will be one of the beneficiaries of the Spikes special ELGSES jerseys as they play as the Elksis, or the fashion some people say Eagles. That'll be coming up on August the 23rd. That's a Saturday night. Kelly Green jerseys will be up for bids. And jersey off the back auction, one of three this year, as a line drive goes foul toward the Keys bullpen. 0-2 the count to Diaz. Not only the Central PA Autism Community, but also the Eagles Autism Foundation to be the beneficiaries of the proceeds from the jersey off the back auction. For those ELGSES jerseys, you also have the Yellowstone jersey, Spikes Aware, for Yellowstone Night. That'll be on August the 8th. And the first one coming up, July 26th, Paint the Park Pink Night. Spikes Pink jerseys presented by Mount Nittany Health. And the jerseys up for bids to benefit the Mount Nittany Health Foundation and the Breast Care Center at Mount Nittany Medical Center.
Warming in the State College bullpen, number 18, Tom Sun.
Tom Sun, the former Frederick Key, now warming up for the Spikes. 0-2 the count. Kimball about to throw his 60th pitch of the game. Breaking ball lifted in the air, right center field. Didowick, the center fielder, takes charge, makes the catch. Silva back to first, two down here in the bottom of the third inning. And the proceeds from Yellowstone Night jerseys, the Dutton Ranch jerseys, will benefit Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital, and it's all thanks to PSECU. Tickets for all those games available right now at statecollegespikes.com. Here is Taj Bates. Frederick catcher is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Roman Kimball sets on the mound, delivers. Breaking ball and a strike on the outer edge. Curveball that time, and it's 0-1. Silva takes his lead, two gone in the inning. Pitch to Bates, fouled back to the screen, 0-2. All tied up at two here in the bottom of the third. And it looks like the bullpens will be taking over sooner rather than later in this still relatively fresh game. Kimball taking his time. Now the 0-2, runner goes, the pitch popped up. First base side, foul territory. Landon Johnson tracking it through the sun. Makes the catch on the edge of the first base. Coaching box and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left at the end of three here in Frederick. The Keys and the Spikes tied up at two on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back for a six-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
After Matthew Becker went the first three innings, allowing two runs on three hits, two walks, six strikeouts, 65 pitches, 38 for strikes. He gives way to right-hander Max Hansman. Hansman, out of the University of Evansville, the Purple Aces, native of Elmhurst, Indiana. He is 21 years of age, 6'1", 200 pounds. And it'll be Hansman to face the 7-8-9 hitters in the Spikes lineup. Matthew Evans, Camden Ross, and Landon Johnson. Hansman this year at Evansville, 1-1 with a 6.57 ERA, four starts in 19 total appearances. Last year at Evansville, had a 1.04 ERA in 17 and a third innings. Out of Cotuit in the Cape League last summer. Of course, the Cape Cod League All-Stars will take on the MLB Draft League All-Stars coming up at the tail end of this month at Citi Field in a special exhibition contest. That'll take place during a league off day on Monday, June the 30th. So the Spikes will be in Trenton leading into that. Those participating in the game will stay in Trenton while the rest of the Spikes return home. And then all those that are in the game, they'll go back to Trenton and back home for a three-game homestand to start July. Matthew Evans leading off the top of the fourth, takes a strike to start, takes another on the outer edge. 93 on that one from Hensman. A little bit of a different look for the Spikes hitters here. Becker, a left-hander that did not throw particularly hard, tried to throw with movement. Hensman in the low 90s with his first two pitches, now 81 with the changeup outside. That's ball one to Evans, who flied out to right field his first time up. One ball, two strikes. The score, two all here in the top of the fourth. The pitch, check swing by Evans. Did he go? Appeal down to first. And Jim Clayton says he did not. So it's 2-2. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys, the gray pants, the navy blue caps with a deer head on the front. And the 2-2 called strike three. Fastball in the inner half of 93. And that is the first strikeout for Max Hansman today. That's the seventh strikeout for Frederick pitching. Five of those seven have been looking. Here's Camden Ross now. He walked against Becker his first chime up and came in to score the Spikes' second run. One run in the first, one in the second for the Spikes on Hugh Pinckney's RBI single. Javon Hernandez drove in the run with a ground out in the second. And a run in the first, run in the second for Frederick as well. Both with two outs. Pitch outside for a ball. Eddie Hakopian generating a run in the first, a stolen base, and advancing on two wild pitches due in large part to his own efforts. And then in the second, Trey Lipsy able to knock in Jordan Payton with a two-out RBI single. Pitch low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Two runs, three hits, no errors for State College. Two runs, one hit, one error for Frederick. 2-0 the count to Ross. And Hensman, the right-hander, set of the belt, delivers. That's fouled off, first base side. Now 2-1. Flag not moving as much in left center field, but still waving just a bit. A skosh, if you will. Two balls and a strike. Fastball called strike, upper reaches of the zone, 2-2. No other defensive changes for the Keys here in the fourth. Just the man on the mound. Hansman is that man on the mound and takes time before the 2-2 pitch. And now they're going to rule it. Nope. It's it. Not that he took time. He just, the pitch timer ran out on him. So first pitch timer violation of the game. So 3-2 is the count. And Hansman delivers. That's outside ball four. So violation ends up playing a part in Hansman walking Ross, who receives his second base on balls today. And now Landon Johnson, who doubled on a ball that just kept carrying in the left field. Looked like a little flare off the bat, but rose and rose until it was over the head of Eddie Hakopian to the fence. He is in the left-handed batter's box. And the pitch. Fastball in tight, too far in tight. Ball one. Camden Ross on first, one out, 2-2 game, top of the fourth. Hansman gets the sign, sets at the belt. And the 1-0. That's a strike. Change up at 86 over the outer edge. 1-1. Bullpens have quieted as the second man in for Frederick, about to be in, I believe, for State College. Roman Kimball's thrown 63 pitches in the first three innings he has had on the mound. And Tom Sun was warming up. The 1-1 swung on and missed, 93 on the gun. 1-2 now. Starting rotation still being fleshed out somewhat. Had some piggybacks set for the first week of the season. As the 1-2 slug toward right center field into the gap. This will be another extra base hit. Off the base of the wall. Second time Landon Johnson's doubled directly off the wall. Ross scores all the way from first. And it's a 3-2 game as Landon Johnson is starting to find the range. A gap double for Johnson this time around. His second two-base hit of the game, his second two-base hit as a Spike. And that one, 102.6 miles an hour off the bat. So Javon Hernandez now to the right-handed batter's box as Johnson knocks in the run. And the pitch outside for a ball to Javon. For Landon Johnson, that's his second RBI of the season. Remember, he drove in the first run for the Spikes this year last Wednesday, opening night in Mahoning Valley. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing. He went around, says plate umpire Brian McGugan. 1-1 now to Hernandez, who knocked in a run his last time up with a ground out to short. He's also struck out in the game, officially 0-2. Johnson leads off second, the 1-1 pitch homeward. Lifted foul, first base side. Out of play, we'll do it again. That's four hits today for the Spikes. Half of them, Landon Johnson doubles. Spikes collected eight hits in regulation, a total of 10 when you include the overtime tiebreaker, and had four extra base hits last night, all doubles. Here's the 1-2. Tapper to the right side will move up the runner to his left. Second baseman Agbayani picks it up, throw to first. The pitcher, Hansman, comes over to cover and in time. Well, Parker trying to get to his right if he could, but it was Agbayani's ball deeper in the infield. And a good job by Hansman to get there. Johnson does advance to third. And there's two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Cole Pladsen now steps in. Walked, stole a base, and scored in the fourth. Struck out looking in the second. Both times against starter Matthew Becker. 3-2 lead for the Spikes. Looking to perhaps extend it here as Pladsen takes a strike on the inner half. And again, starting a stretch of five straight left-handed hitters, although, ironically, it has been the lefties that have done the damage so far, even with a lefty starter on the hill, as this one sent down the left field line and over and out. Cole Pladsen goes the other way for a two-run homer. It is the first Spikes home run of the season. And it belongs to the 18-year-old from Clay Center, Kansas. A 5-2 lead for State College. And Pladsen was running all the way. Wasn't until he got to second base that he saw that ball was gone. And eased up into the trot, headed home. The ball is carrying to left, no doubt about it. But again, opposite field power. We've seen it up and down, this Spikes lineup. And Quinn Bentley coming to the plate, and he'll take a ball low. Pladsen, a 351-foot homer, 93 miles an hour off the bat. Launch angle 29 degrees. Here's the 1-0 to Bentley. Swung on and missed, 1-1. But the first Spikes homer of the season. Fifth 15th extra base hit. There had been 13 doubles and a triple before that one. The 1-1. That's a strike on the inner half. Breaking ball from Bentley. It's 1-2. Or from Hansman to Bentley. Hansman delivers the 1-2 pitch. This one, sliced towards center field. Coming in for it, Lipsy makes the running grab shoulder high. The inning is over. But the Spikes score 3 runs on 2 hits, both for extra bases. Capped by Platson's 2-run shot the opposite way. Nobody left. End of 3.5. It's State College 5, Frederick 2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Legendary reliability, excellent resale value. Now is the perfect time to stop by your Toyota dealer to check out the huge selection of exciting and versatile vehicles, including the sleek and efficient 25 Camry. Or check out the adventure-ready RAV4, built for every road or no road at all. Or go off-road in a rugged and reliable Tacoma or Tundra. Visit buyatoyota.com for great deals and more. Offers end June 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Roman Kimball is back on the mound here for the fourth inning. Kimball with 63 pitches, 36 strikes so far. 7-8-9 batters due up for Frederick, starting with Bruin Agbayani, but Tom Sun is back up in the bullpen, so we will see Sun sooner rather than later. And stepping in now is Agbayani, who struck out against Kimball in the second. Roman Kimball with 4 strikeouts so far in 3 innings of work. He has walked 5 batters, but he's only allowed 1 hit. And Agbayani into the left-handed batter's box. Coming into today's game, a 200 batting average, a double 5 RBIs, 355, the on-base percentage. Kimball, deep breath before the first pitch. Out of the bottom of the fourth inning, it's down and in. Skips past Ross to the backstop, but simply ball one. The MLB Draft League. Oh, nice job there. Very nice. 2 games later on tonight in league play. Williamsport Crosscutters visit the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:30. Trenton Thunder taking on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at Eastwood Field at 7:05. Pitch low for a ball, 2-0. Say that's a poor creature, but I don't think so. 2-0. Foul tip into the mitt. 2-1 the count. That'll do it. 2-1. Kimball to the plate. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. 2-2. And the pitch. Foul tip to the screen. Still 2-2. And the pitch. Upstairs, a ball, 3-2. And the 3-2. Up high, a ball, 4. So Agbayani on with a leadoff walk in the bottom of the fourth. Dawson Willis now to the plate, but before that, that'll be it for Roman Kimball. 3-plus innings on the mound, getting to 70 pitches on the game. 39 of them for strikes. And Tom Sun will take over here, the right-hander out of Augustana University in South Dakota, the former Frederick Key. We'll have the numbers on Sun, and we'll have the rest of this fourth inning for you when we get back. State College leading Frederick 5-2, a call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back for a six-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Tom Sun headed to the mound for his third appearance as a Spike. Things went a little sideways for him this past Friday as he took over. Had to come in with the bases loaded, nobody out. And unfortunately was tagged for six hits and a walk, but got through it. And he was outstanding his first time on the mound. A three-up, three-down, eighth inning last Wednesday in Mahoning Valley. So in total, two appearances. And unfortunately, the ERA currently sitting at 22.5. That will go down precipitously as he nets more outs. Five runs, six hits, a walk, a strikeout over two total innings as a Spike. Sun at Augustana this past season in the spring. Actually spent 3 years there. After first coming over to the States as part of the MLB China program, pitched here in Frederick last year, made 10 appearances, including a start. He recorded one save, a 4.84 ERA, an 0-1 record, a 22 1/3 innings for the Keys. He struck out 26 and walked 6. And he faces the University of Oklahoma product Dawson Willis, who fouls it away for strike one. Roman Kimball goes 3-plus innings. Nice play made by a fan there on the rebound. Kimball allowing just one hit but six walks. Two runs against him so far. He is responsible for the runner currently at first base. He did strike out 4, 70 pitches, 39 strikes. Ball one low to Willis, evens the count. Tom Sun from the stretch with a runner on. Bluff steal off first. The pitch called strike on the inside corner. Fastball from Sun. Ruin Agbayani, the runner, deked towards second, but stayed put right where he was at. Alton Davis doing a little first base coaching for the Keys. And the 1-2. That is low for a ball, 2-2. Five-two lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning, cracking open a two-all tie with the crooked number here, and this one is lifted deep to left field. Pladsen going back, leaps to the wall, but not enough. It's over and out. A two-run homer for Dawson Willis in his second at-bat as a Frederick Key, and he's getting a great ovation from the crowd on hand here in Frederick, countering Cole Pladsen's two-run homer in the top of this inning with a two-run shot of his own, his first as a Key. And the fourth total for Frederick this season, it cuts the margin to 5-4.
Now, batting for the team is the number 10, the designated hitter.
349 feet on that homer, 95 miles an hour exit velo. Launch degree of 30 there, very similar to Pladsen's two-run shot in the top of this inning. Now Jordan Payton, the batter. Payton walked, moved to second on a balk, and scored in the second. So Kimball's book closed for the day. Three runs charged to him in three-plus innings, all earned. Second run on that homer charged to Tom Sunt. And the 1-1 pitch to Payton, a liner, fair ball down the left field line, and that'll roll to the corner. Payton around first, doffs the elbow pad, and heads into second with a stand-up double. For Payton, his first extra base hit, in fact, his first hit of any kind with the Keys this season. After walking earlier in the game, and now he is in scoring position for Trey Lipsy. Lipsy, the center fielder, walked in the first inning, RBI single in the second. And Lipsy shows bunt, draws it back, breaking ball for a strike over the outer half of the plate. On the lefty, Lipsy. 5-4 Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth, but tying run is in scoring position. And this has all the makings of another back-and-forth game. Sun from the belt delivers. Swung and lifted foul, third base side, 0-2. Keegan Kohlhoff doing some stretching right now. He'll have another opportunity for the Spikes. Coming up soon, 0-2. Lifted, shallow left field, out for it. Evans makes the running catch, reaching out and plucking the ball out of the air. Matt Evans making up ground in a hurry. And he and Cole Pladsen pound gloves. You got to dap up Matt Evans after a play like that. He had to track that ball, going backwards, reached out, and retires Lipsy for the first out of the inning. Now Eddie Hakopian up, left fielder, is 0-2, but generated a run himself in the first. One stolen base, ended up scoring on the second wild pitch, forcing the issue. And a first pitch breaking ball is a strike called just above the knees. Puts Sun ahead in the count. Infield slightly shifted towards the third base side. With the right-handed hitting Hakopian up, the pitch. And is popped up foul behind home out of play. 0-2 the count. Curveball fastball to start things off for Sun. Sam Parker, left-handed hitting first baseman on deck. 5-4 Spikes, still out hitting the Keys, 5-3. Both teams now with a dinger. And the 0-2 breaking ball dips low, ball one. Now the wind is, again, it's blowing towards left. It's not blowing mightily today. It's a breeze about 5-10 miles an hour. Might be helping things, though, as here's a liner to left field and a base hit. Payton will be held up at third. The throw from left, a quick one. So runners at the corners with one away as Eddie Hakopian collects his first hit of the day, the Keys fourth. And Sam Parker strides the plate. Parker went 0 for 2 against Roman Kimball. A strikeout in the first, a ground out in the third. Infield communicating. Middle infield will be at double play depth. Bentley will move even with the bag at third. But Parker's not going to be bunting here. He lays off on the first pitch. Dips out of the zone. Ball one. Now Camden Ross with a quick signal for the infield. Sun leans in for the sign. Now has it. And the 1-0. Fastball called, strike at the knees, 1-1. Keys in the home white, spikes in navy blue jerseys, gray pants. Been the same uniforms for both teams this whole series. The 1-1, outside a ball, 2-1. Of course, both teams' exhibition squads wearing alternative jerseys. Spikes with their reds, the Keys with their black. And the 2-1 outside a ball, 3-1. And the runner takes off for second on the 3-1 pitch, but it's low for ball four, so Hakopian makes second anyway. First walk issued by Tom Sun, and now the base is loaded with one out for Jose Silva. The Frederick third baseman has walked twice in the game. And Jared Brown will come from the third base dugout to have a chat with Tom and with Camden Ross. 5-4 spikes in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the winner of this game will get back to .500 on the season. But we are early on the first half champion of the MLB Draft League's season. Not only earns a berth in the league title game scheduled for September 4th, but also the opportunity to host that game. Williamsport took advantage of that last year, earning the first half crown. While they struggled through the second half, they defeated the Trenton Thunder in the championship game, despite the fact they were not the team with the league's best overall record. That would be the State College Spikes, but the Spikes were second in the first half, third in the second half. So like the 81 Cardinals and Reds, best record, no chance at a title. Jose Silva steps into the right-handed batter's box. The base is loaded, one out. Meeting on the mound is over. Tom Sun at the belt. His first pitch is down and in, a ball to Silva. Corners are up. Middle infield back looking to turn two. The 1-0. Fastball, a strike over the outer edge of the plate, 1-1. And now Camden Ross, well, he has an issue with his mitt. He is headed over toward the third base dugout, and he's got his mitt off. He's pointing to it, Lasting's millage, trying to help him, and thankfully he's got a second glove. So Camden having to switch gloves here. But he will get it strapped in. And the count, 1-1. Brief equipment adjustment. One ball and one strike. Sun delivers. Breaking ball swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Silva, again, has walked twice already today. Sun with a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the breaking ball. Bases are loaded, so that'll end that, even though it dropped out of the new mitt. That is the first strikeout for Tom Sun, the fifth for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health with seven primary care locations. Mount Nittany Health is your partner in wellness, whether it's an annual well visit or same-day sick visit. Our team is here to help you feeling your best. And Anthony Diaz, the batter, the right fielder, 0 for 1 with a walk. He flied out to center last time up, two gone, bases still loaded. First pitch fastball, a strike around the knees. It's been a heavy-hitting fourth inning. Spikes plating three in the top half, including the two-run homer by Cole Pladsen. But Dawson Willis goes deep in his Keys debut for a two-run shot so far in the bottom half. And threatening for more, Tom Sun trying to shut the door. Delivers a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Tom has the sign and delivers. Fades outside, ball two. And the pitch. That is low for a ball, 3-1. And that one popped up right center field. Hernandez, the second baseman, going back. But Didowick coming in from center takes charge, makes the play, and the inning is over. The Keys do score a pair of runs on Dawson Willis's homer. Three hits in the frame, but three runners left on base. At the end of four here in Frederick, it's the Spikes 5, the Keys 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
To the fifth inning we go here in Frederick. The Spikes leading 5-4. And the 4-5-6 hitters for the Spikes, Hugh Pinckney, Caden Shapiro, and Harrison Didowick do up. Spikes with five hits so far, and three of them have been for extra bases. Two doubles by Landon Johnson, and the two-run homer to left for Cole Pladsen, the first home run of the season for the Spikes in their sixth game. All the other action in the MLB Draft League still to come today. An early start this morning in Frederick, and now on into the afternoon. Here's Pinckney, 1-for-2, an RBI single in the first inning, a pop out to second in the third. Max Hansman remains on the mound for the Keys, his second inning of work. Pinckney windmills the bat in the left-handed box. The righty Hansman going exclusively from the stretch and the pitch homeward. Popped up, foul ground, third base side. Silva gave it a look, but this will go onto the short concourse in between the levels of seats here in Frederick. Happy to report that the donut count, a healthy one here today in the Frederick press box. I should know, I helped. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. Well, when you're playing a ball game, playing a game at 11 a.m., you need that energy boost, that sustenance early on. Plenty of the players having a healthy, well-balanced breakfast today back at the hotel. Broadcasters, energy is the name of the game. Get those carbs in early. Two balls and a strike now to Pinckney. They were relaying the final line for Kimball after he faced one batter in the fourth inning. Pitch fouled third base side. 2-2 the count. Tom Sun took over for the fourth. Again, Kimball charged with three runs, all earned, one hit, six walks, four strikeouts in three-plus innings. Here's the pitch. Bouncer foul, first base side. Still 2-2 to Pinckney. A Toronto native is on the roster, so to speak, for the Frederick Keys Canadian Junior National Team exhibition, still to take place later tonight. I would say it's doubtful that Pinckney will participate, especially given that the manager of the Keys in that game will be Tim Battle. Bouncer between first and second and a base hit. Pinckney with a two-strike single, his second hit of the day, to lead off the fifth inning. The sixth hit of the game for the Spikes. Pinckney having a strong series. Five hits across three games. And here is Caden Shapiro. Right fielder, one for two, singled in the first, struck out looking in the third. Shapiro in the left-handed batter's box. Quick throw to first. Diving back in is Pinckney. Hansman just keeping an eye on the Spikes DH. Pinckney will take a lead. Another quick throw to first and again dives back in. Now Pinckney, I don't believe, is a strong threat to steal, but he is taking a sizable lead off first. Shortens it up just a tad here. And the first pitch homeward to Shapiro is a strike, calling on the inside corner. 91 miles an hour on the fastball. 5-4 Spikes here in the top of the fifth. Runner on first, nobody out. And Hansman delivers. That is popped up off the handle of the bat and goes foul out of play. Actually, that neck of the bat between the barrel and the handle. And whatever the shape of the bat nowadays, there isn't anybody waiting that part of it. Another quick throw to first, another quick dive back to the bag by Pinckney, and safe once more. Black Bears will be familiar opponents. 0-2 the count. And Pinckney resumes his lead. Pitch to Shapiro. Breaking ball, dips low, ball one. West Virginia visiting State College this past weekend. They split a pair of games before a rainout on Sunday. And again, if you were hoping to participate in Bark in the Park on Sunday, didn't make it because of the forecast, what have you, there are two more opportunities coming up. Those will be on July 8th and August 8th. The July 8th game, a Tuesday night against the Frederick Keys. And August 8th, the Friday night against Mahoning Valley. Both games starting at 6:35. Pitch upstairs, a ball, 2-2. Hansman getting the sign from Taj Bates. And the pitch, breaking ball on a called strike three on the outer half. That was a good one. Strikeout number two for Max Hansman, the eighth total for Frederick pitching today. That makes six of the eight strikeouts looking. Harrison Didwick has struck out swinging and struck out looking so far today. You talk about a guy with power. If he gets a hold of one, he can send it away. Another throw to first, and Pinckney dives back in again. Hansman paying a lot of attention to Hugh Pinckney, trying to keep him as close to first base as possible. And the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball at 90 over the outer edge. 0-1 to the lefty Didowick. Last of the spate of five consecutive left-handed hitters in the Spikes lineup today. Six total. Landon Johnson in the ninth spot, also a lefty. I noticed early in the year, Spikes have had more left-handed hitters early on this year than they have had in recent memory. The second pitch swung on and missed. High fastball, 0-2. A little bit of a cut action to that. Frederick has four available. West Virginia has a plethora of lefties, too. 0-2, breaking ball low, 1-2 the count. So does Mahoning Valley, really the whole league. We have not seen Trenton yet or Williamsport. Actually won't see the Crosscutters for another 2 weeks. But on the whole, the league is blessed with a lot more left-handed hitters. Could be a trend. 1-2, swung on and missed. Strike three. High cutter got him. That's the third strikeout for Hansman. The ninth total for Frederick pitching. Two down here in the top of the fifth. Hugh Pinckney still at first after his leadoff single. As State College leads at 5-4, and Matt Evans, the shortstop, up 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout to this point. Hansman out of the stretch, delivers. Called strike. Curveball over the inner half of the plate. 0-1. Another throw to first, and again Pinckney back in. Hansman and Sam Parker really been working out their pickoff move in this inning. And the 0-1. Breaking ball, line back through the middle into center field. A base hit for Evans as Pinckney moves to second. So Matt Evans comes through with a two-out single. His second hit as a Spike. Hanging tough with two strikes on him as well.
Catcher number 31, Camden Ross.
And here's Camden Ross. Actually, that would have been the second strike had he not sent it back through the middle. But it was a two-out single, and Camden Ross, the batter, having received two walks already today and scoring after both of them. The pitch, high and away for a ball. 1-0. Eden Christian leading Southern Fulton back in Medler Field at Lebrano Park in the PIAA State Baseball Championships. Outside a ball, 2-0 to Ross. But Southern Fulton makes the comeback, now leading 9-3, top of the seventh. One more opportunity for Eden Christian, that Class 1A state title game. Pitch high away for a ball, 3-0. Probably the most highly anticipated game of the six-game slate will be tomorrow, scheduled for 1:30 p.m. Class 4A title game between Indiana and Montoursville, the two closest schools to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Pitch upstairs, a ball, and Camden Ross works his third walk of the game. This one of the four-pitch variety. Pinckney moves up to third, Evans to second, and now the base is loaded with two outs for Landon Johnson, who has laced a pair of doubles already in this game. Off the left field wall in the second inning, off the wall in right center on a gapper in the fourth to bring in a run. He scored a run in that fourth inning as well. Stands in the left-handed batter's box. The double to the gap was off Hansman, the third batter the righty faced in this one. And the pitch. taken for a strike on the inner half.
Joanne Kessler, please report to the Nimio Guest Services counter. Joanne Kessler.
0-1 to Johnson. And with the heat rising here, senior citizens here, a lot of them under shade, but in the warm weather, the staff well attuned to tending to those that might not necessarily hold out in the summertime sun. Here's the set by Hensman. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the 0-2. Hanging on is Bates. And the inning is over. Hensman strikes out the side and leaves the bases loaded to boot. Two hits for the Spikes in the inning. But no runs. We're halfway home at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium through 4.5. State College 5, Frederick 4 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Tom Sun back on the hill for the bottom of the fifth for the Spikes, leading 5-4. Sun due to face the 6-7-8 batters in the Frederick lineup. Taj Bates, Bruin Agbayani, and Dawson Willis. And back home at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, Southern Fulton actually pouring it on. It's now a 10-3 lead for them in the Class 1A state title game. Trying to leave no doubt, getting that insurance, as Eden Christian will have one more chance at it in the bottom of the seventh, the first of six Pennsylvania title games. And Medler Field, Lebrano Park, and by the way, as Bates takes a breaking ball over the outer edge for strike one, MLB pitch hit and run coming to Medler Field at Lebrano Park on Sunday at 1 p.m. You can park in the Porter North lot as that one nubbed foul, first base side. 0-2 now to the Frederick catcher. Bates 0-2 with a strikeout and a foul out. We do recommend that you use Park Avenue to access the Porter North lot. Just turn on to Porter Road from Park Avenue. That'll help you avoid any unnecessary delays from Ironman 70.3 Happy Valley traffic as that competition takes place across the county on Sunday as well. 1-2, the count, the pitch. Ooh, breaking ball outside. 2-2, the count. MLB pitch hit and run, offering competition in age groups from 7 to 14, different age groups in baseball and softball. And that pitch hits Taj Bates on the left elbow. First time the Spikes have hit a batter today. That hit by a pitch brought to you by Penn Highlands Healthcare. When life throws you a curveball, turn to Penn Highlands State College Hospital for emergency care. Leadoff man on for the Keys, and Bruin Agbayani, the batter, the left-handed hitting second baseman, walked and scored in the fourth. Pitch. Breaking ball outside. Ross trying to snap it back into the zone, but could not. Sun delivers. That's lifted foul behind home. Joe Putnam along with you here along the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Here at Nimmo Field, Harry Grove Stadium, Frederick, Maryland. Finale of a three-game series and a rubber match after the Keys took game one. Spikes winning it last night in the MLB Draft League's overtime tiebreaker. Sudden death, if you will. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ross hangs on. That one was moving away from Agbayani. Got him to chase, and Tom Sun records his second strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. One down in the bottom of the fifth, and here's Dawson Willis. He took Sun deep last time up. A two-run homer just over the left field wall. Now Tom facing him for the second time. Willis 1-for-2 in the game. Starts him off with a curveball outside for ball one. 5-4 State College here in the bottom of the fifth. A runner on here with one out for Willis. And the pitch. Curveball inside, 2-0. And Tom Sun might be careful with Dawson Willis here again. Willis, a new addition, so new, he's still wearing his Oklahoma helmet. As that one fouled off the mask of Ross behind home. And Ross makes sure he's okay. Brian McGugan, the plate umpire, makes sure he's okay. All systems go. Two balls and a strike. Sun delivers. Breaking ball, smack toward left, sinking liner, grabbed by Pladsen. On a lunging grab in left, Bates returns to first, and there are two outs. Now, another hard hit ball. In fact, that ball harder hit than Willis's home run, 101 off the bat. But that is an out, and Bates remains at first. Now, Jordan Payton, the batter, the DH doubled his last time up. He's also walked and scored in the game. Takes a first pitch slider for a strike over the outer half, 0-1. And the pitch. Called strike, slider on the outer half. Actually, that had a bigger drop to it. It went right through the zone, and it's 0-2. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-2. Trying to see if Payton would climb the ladder. He did not. And the next offering, high and away with a fastball. 2-2 the count to Payton. 5-4 Spikes, bottom of the fifth. Runner on first, two outs, and a 2-2 count to Jordan Payton. Tom Sun, ball in hand, dangles the right arm. Now, from the stretch, the 2-2. And that's fouled off the mask of Ross again. And again, he just turns back and pounds the mitt and waits for a new baseball. I was joking last night. Dylan LaPointe caught one in the right hand on a foul tip yesterday. I was joking with him after the game. That's the thing about catchers, man. They could get a finger taken clean off by a ball, just turn around and reach for a new baseball. That one popped up foul out of play. Camden Ross gave it chase, but and we'll just put the mask back on. As I said last night, catchers are a breed apart. But a lot of them have a lot of versatility. And Cameron Ross showed that last night. He was out in right field. And he did make a putout. 2-2 popped up on the infield right side. First baseman Johnson right around the bag in foul territory. Puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. At the end of five here in Frederick, it's State College with the lead 5-4. on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
State College Spikes are back for a six-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 5-4 Spikes as we move to the sixth inning. Top of the order due up for State College. Javon Hernandez, Cole Pladsen, and Quinn Bentley against the right-hander Max Hensman. On for his third inning of work, and looks like the Frederick bullpen will be getting going again soon as the first pitch to Hernandez fouled away first base side into the seats. Strike one. Actually, sounded like it smacked off one of the suites that is above us here. 0-1 the count, the pitch. Upstairs a ball, 1-1. This ballpark, 35 years old, has had some additions, some improvements over the years, but maybe the most massive improvements are coming up soon. The 1-1, outside a ball, 2-1. A $39 million renovation project in the offing. The Keys, the City of Frederick, the Maryland Stadium Authority, having the groundbreaking for it. Back in May is a grounder underneath the diving first baseman, Sam Parker. It's a base hit for Javon Hernandez. That'll be his first hit of the day, the eighth of the game for the Spikes. And with the leadoff man on here in the sixth, Cole Pladsen, the owner of the Spikes' first home run of the season, steps up to the plate for the first time since that dinger to left, going the opposite way. He is 1-for-2. He has walked, stolen a base, and scored two runs total, including crossing the plate on that two-run homer. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Pladsen, destined for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Once this MLB Draft League season ends, of course, unless an MLB team intervenes. Toss to first, Hernandez dives back in, and that's exactly what all these guys would love to have. In the middle of July, as we learned, it is a two-day draft. Sunday, July 13th, will be the first three rounds, plus all of the bonus rounds that are early in the draft for various incentives. Pitch a strike on the inside corner, the competitive balance, player promotion incentive, compensatory picks. Once you get to round four and onward, though, it's just straight picking on down the line, and that's what will take place on Monday. The 1-1, there goes Hernandez. Pitch call to strike. Throw down to second, not in time. Throw went to the shortstop side as Willis, the shortstop, came over to cover. And Hernandez able to slide in ahead of the throw. Of course, we use the bigger 18-inch bases here in the MLB Draft League, as they do in the bigs. But Hernandez with the steal. That's his first stolen base of the game. The Spikes second. Cole Pladsen, the owner of the other, at the plate with a 1-2 count. The pitch. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. Hernandez is now 4-for-4 on the base paths. Spikes are now 13-of-13 stealing bases this year. Two balls, two strikes. Spikes ahead 5-4, and the pitch cued foul off of Plantson's own leg. So count will remain the same. All the other action in the MLB Draft League today taking place later tonight. As another pair of series finish, the Black Bears hosting Williamsport down to West Virginia. And Trenton meeting Mahoning Valley out in Ohio. 2-2. High fastball is ball three to fill the count. Tim Battle, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Hitting coach Lasting's Millage over at first. Hernandez leads off second. Hansman sets at the belt. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. And Plantson, with a swing and miss, a bit miffed at himself as he heads back to the dugout. The fifth strikeout of the game for Hansman. That's now 11 Ks for Frederick pitching today. Javon Hernandez stays at second with one out, and Quinn Bentley now the batter. The left-handed hitting third baseman is 0-for-2, or check that, 0-for-3. He has struck out, flied out, and reached on an error. And the pitch, up and in for a ball, 1-0. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for the Spikes. Four runs, four hits, one error for the Keys. Hansman delivers. Slider outside, 2-0. Slider that didn't quite slide till late. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Upstairs a ball. 3-0 the count. Hernandez will move towards center to start his lead and then towards third base. Pitch taken for ball four. Fastball was high, and Bentley with a four-pitch walk puts runners on first and second with one out for Hugh Pinckney. Pinckney 2-for-3 with an RBI in this one, and before he can get to the dish, Jimmy Nelson, the Frederick pitching coach, is out to have a chat with Max Hansman. There is no action right now in the Keys bullpen, but it is now stirring. It looks like somebody will be getting up momentarily, and it is right-hander Tyler Bowen. There's no action in the Spikes bullpen right now. Roman Kimball went the first three-plus innings. He faced one batter in the fourth. Tom Sun has taken it since then. And right now, Sun is in position to be the pitcher of record in the game. The Spikes leading 5-4 here in the top of the sixth. It was a quick chat on the mound. I think that's something the MLB Draft League umpires are looking to do this year, as maybe quicken the mound visits a little bit, even though there's a loosening of the restrictions on the number. Hugh Pinckney will step in now after the mound meeting concludes. First and second, one gone. Again, Pinckney 2-for-3 with an RBI today. Left-handed hitting DH takes fastball inside, 1-0. It has gone final in the Class 1A state title game back home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Southern Fulton added seven runs in that seventh and final inning of that game, defeating Eden Christian 14-3 for the title. So congrats to Southern Fulton on being the first of six champions to be crowned at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Pitch in tight, nicked the corner, strike one. Hansman has now thrown 65 pitches today. That's the same number Matthew Becker threw as the starter through three innings. Hansman sets the 1-1. In tight, hits Pinckney smack in the right elbow pad. So the first hit batsman of the game for Frederick pitching. And that'll load the bases with one out for Caden Shapiro. Shapiro's 1-for-3, singled in the first, struck out in the third, struck out in the fifth. Shapiro leveling the bat as he enters the left-handed batter's box. And this may well be the end of the line for Hensman, win, lose, or draw. Bowen continues to warm. The pitch to the plate, a strike. Inner half of the plate, 0-1 the count. And it won't take too long on a day like today to get warm. Although the active physical process on the inside as well as the heat on the outside. 0-1. Check swing, gets away from the catcher Bates and threatening to score Hernandez. He and Bentley both went about halfway down the base path, but retreat to their respective bases. It stays bases loaded, one out, and a 1-1 count now to Shapiro. 5-4 lead for the Spikes here on the top of the sixth, looking to add to it. Here's the set by Hensman, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Cutter delivered past Shapiro that time, and it's 1-2. I heard a plaintive cry of "Let's go Spikes" out there. Spikes fan making the trip down here to Frederick. 1-2 the count, the pitch. Breaking ball low. Two balls and two strikes. Each taking their time getting back into the batter's box. The hitter, the pitcher, taking their time. Now Hensman will deliver, and Shapiro sends it in the air, but foul, third base side, out of play. Still 2-2. Carter Holgis, and a run to the clubhouse. He is headed back to the bullpen. He was one of five Spikes pitchers last night. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Upstairs, a check swing by Shapiro, but no appeal. He held back, and the count is full. Bases loaded, one out. Not an automatic, the runners will be going here, but Hernandez, I'm sure, will try to get whatever head start he can off third. Bentley more so at second. The 3-2. Fouled behind home over our heads, off the facade above the suite level. And deflects back down. Nice catch made by a fan there. Gets a nice ovation. Got to play the caroms. And I'll tell you this, when we get back home to Medler Field, Lebrano Park, there may well be less caroms to play at the old ball yard in Happy Valley. I'll let you know more about that once we get back home. Payoff pitch number 2. Here it is. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Hensman's pitch count, by the way, is now up to 74. 44 of them for strikes. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch, down and in, ball 4, a run will score. Shapiro draws the bases loaded walk. And for Caden, that is his first RBI as a Spike. After collecting his first Spikes hit earlier in this game, Hernandez scores, Quinn Bentley to third, Pinckney to second, 6-4 Spikes, and that'll be it for Max Hensman. He goes 2 1/3, 75 pitches. But he is out, and it'll be a new man on the mound for Frederick in Tyler Bowen. We'll have the book on Bowen and the rest of this sixth inning when we return after this call to the bullpen. It's the Spike 6, the Keys 4 here on the top of the sixth inning. Back in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back for a six-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Tyler Bowen, the new man on the mound for Frederick here in the top of the sixth inning. He comes in with the bases loaded at one out as the Spikes lead it 6-4. Bowen made 22 appearances at Lander University this year, 21 of them in relief. 3-2 record, 32 1/3 innings. He did not pitch in 24, but three total playing seasons and 54 appearances at Lander. A Dagsboro, Delaware native, 22 years of age, 6 foot 195 pounds. And he now faces Harrison Didowick, who is 0 for 3 so far, but coming off of a three-hit night yesterday. 6-4 Spikes, top of the sixth. Again, bases loaded, one out. We'll get you the line on Max Hansman after the first pitch to Didowick. The set and the pitch. 95 on the fastball, but down and away for ball one. Hansman goes 2 1/3 innings, 75 pitches, 43 strikes. Four runs against him so far. He's responsible for all three runners on base right now as well. Five hits, four walks, but five strikeouts. He also hit a batter. Ball cued, foul, third base side, under the nearly diving Tim Battle. Tells third base umpire Bill Worthington, hey, I made an effort there. I was going after it. Bill Worthington gives him a little bit of applause. Maybe befitting the U.S. Open, which is going on right now. Round one at Oakmont. Our own Steve Jones is out there covering. Breaking ball high and away. 2-1 the count. I'm sure Steve will come back with some stories. He always does when he goes out to cover the U.S. Open. He's done so three previous occasions. Oakmont, Marion. Whenever it gets out near PA or in PA. It's the 2-1. Popped up foul, third base side. Two balls and two strikes. Bases loaded, one out. Spikes up 6-4 here on the top of the sixth. J.J. Spahn right now, the leader in the clubhouse of the Open. And the 2-2 foul back to the net. Two balls and two strikes. Spahn with a 4-under 66 in the opening round. Two-two. Down and away. Now, full count now to Harrison Didowick. Bases loaded, one out, no place to put him. Bowen set at the belt, and the righty deals. And Didowick sends this one in the air, center field, Lipsy underneath it. He makes the catch. Tagging from third is Bentley. The throw will go to third. A sacrifice fly for Harrison Didowick to increase the Spikes' lead to 7-4. And interesting on that occasion, Pinckney stays at second, Shapiro at first. What was interesting and what was really good coaching and good attention by Quinn Bentley, he is not looking at center field to see if he should run. He is looking forward so he can get that quick start towards home rather than having to turn and go. Tim Battle's the one telling him when the ball's touched to tell him when to go, and Bentley scored easily. And Lipsy made the good play, went to third. He knew he wasn't going to get him at home. Hat flies off the head of Bowen as he delivers a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike to Matthew Evans. Spike shortstop 1-for-3 today. Singled last time up in the fifth. That run will go on Max Hansman's record. And the 0-1. That is fouled behind home. 0-2 the count to Evans. And the pitch, that's a strike. Inner half of the plate, and the inning is over. 97 on that fastball dialed up. But the Spikes add two more runs here as the swinging strike finishes it. Two runs on a hit. They leave two. And at the end of 5.5, it is State College 7, Frederick 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one, because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by the Nittany Young Guest Services booth for more information directly across from the entrance. Thank you.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-4 lead for the Spikes as Frederick will send the top of the order to the plate against Tom Sun on for his third inning of work. Trey Lipsy, the Frederick center fielder, 1-for-2 of the walk this morning and afternoon. And Lipsy in the left-handed batter's box, 7 stolen bases in the series. First pitch swung on, popped up behind the plate, foul territory. Matt Ross threw away the mask, makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the Keys sixth. Eddie Hakopian now up for Frederick. He is 1-for-3 generated a run in the first inning with his legs, reached on a fielder's choice, stole second, advanced to third on a wild pitch. He just took off and did the same from third to home for another wild pitch. And he grounded out in the second, singled in the fourth, and stands in the right-handed batter's box now, facing Tom Sun for the second time. First pitch of this at-bat, breaking ball inside, ball one. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for State College. 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Frederick. The 1-0. That fades low. 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the set and the 2-0. And this one popped up to right field. Shapiro trotting in, reaches up, makes the grab, 2 away. That'll bring Sam Parker to the plate. Parker, 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out his first two times up. He walked his last time up against Tom Sun. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. And there is action in the Spikes bullpen. Lefty Chase Horst. First pitch strike on the inner half. Saw Horst for an inning on Tuesday night in the opener of this series. One, chopper right side, backing up Johnson, makes it underhand flip over to Sun, coming over to cover. The pitcher's there. The inning is over on the 3-1 put out. Tom Sun is now retired 6 in a row. And at the end of 6 here in Frederick, the Spikes lead it 7-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back for a 6-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Camden Ross, Landon Johnson, Javon Hernandez due up for the Spikes, leading 7-4 here in the rubber match of a 3-game set. Looking to capture their first series victory of 2025. Camden Ross has walked 3 times already in the game. The catcher out of Western Kentucky will step into the right-handed batter's box, and the grounds crew finishing up dragging the field. They are off now, and we are set for action. And the first pitch to Ross from Tyler Bowen, back to work after recording the last 2 outs of the 6th. Fastball low and away, ball 1. And the pitch. Check swing, upstairs a ball, 2-0 the count. Another fastball coming in at 95. Looking forward to our first visit of the year to Kendrick Family Ballpark starting tomorrow. We'll roll in later tonight. So the 2-0 swung on and missed, 2-1. Be good to catch up with West Virginia GM Leanne Sonato. Trade the common experience here in the MLB Draft League. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge, 2-2. And, of course, that's an artificial turf surface. It's the only one in the league, but everything there now turf, even the mound and home plate. 2-2. And excuse me, number to the right side, charging in second baseman Agbayani, trying to bare hand and flip, but cannot do it. And Ross is aboard, and I think that's going to be an infield single. I was just about to say, I think that'll be an infield hit, and score announcing over the press box PA, in fact, it was. So the ninth base hit of the game for the Spikes. The fourth time Camden Ross has reached base today. And he now leads off first with Landon Johnson, the plate, who has swung a heavy bat. 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles. An RBI and a run scored. He takes a fastball towards the inside edge of the plate. It's called a strike. Todd Bates doing a little conversing with plate umpire Brian McGugan. Might be an equipment issue, just looking to make sure his glove is together. Camden Ross has already had to change a glove behind home today. The 0-1 fastball, low ball one. Here's the set, and the 1-1. Grounder off the mound into the glove of the diving shortstop. Willis flips to second for one. That's all they'll get. If it's not off the mound, Willis is well equipped to start a double play, but because of the ricochet, he had to adjust and snare it diving to the ground and just had enough to nab Ross on the force. Johnson on via the fielder's choice now at first. One gone here on the top of the seventh, and Javon Hernandez the batter. Hernandez is 1-for-4. He singled, stole a base, and scored last time up in the sixth. Knocked in his run with a ground out in the second. The pitch homeward, upstairs, ball one. 95 on the fastball from Bowen. He's definitely got the velocity going. 19 pitches, 12 strikes so far for Bowen in one full inning. The 1-0. Chopper up the middle. High hop to Willis. To second for one. Agbayani on to first. Won't get there in time. A wide throw as well, but it ricochets off the fence in front of the Keys dugout, and no advance by Hernandez. It'll be Johnson erased on the 6-4 force out. Hernandez on a fielder's choice, and that is not an error, even though it's put up as one. I'm not sure why they're saying that you can assume the double play here. Must be a Frederick rule. Well, even if a bad throw, unless he advance on to second, it's not an error. It's just because the force play is made at second. Yeah. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Pull out my copy of the official baseball rules just to point that out. 0-1 the count. Cole Pladsen has the home run today for the Spikes. A two-run shot to left in the fourth. 1-for-3 with a pair of runs scored. Two RBIs in that homer, a walk, and a stolen base. And the 1-1. Upstairs, a ball, 2-1. And the 2-1. There goes Hernandez. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second, not in time. Hernandez with his second steal of the game. The Spikes third as a team. Make him 14-for-14 on the base paths this year. 2-2 the count to Cole Pladsen. Two gone here on the top of the seventh. The Spikes lead at 7-4, but looking to tack on another here. And the 2-2. Breaking ball and a called strike three on the inner half, and that was a beauty. The inning is over. Second strikeout for Tyler Bowen this afternoon. But Spikes in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. End of 6.5. Time to stretch here in Frederick. The Spikes lead at 7-4 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
legendary reliability, excellent resale value. Now is the perfect time to stop by your Toyota dealer to check out the huge selection of exciting and versatile vehicles, including the sleek and efficient 25 Camry. Or check out the adventure-ready RAV4, built for every road or no road at all. Or go off-road in a rugged and reliable Tacoma or Tundra. Visit buyatoyota.com for great deals and more. Offers end June 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beep.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the seventh, Tom Sun back on the mound for the Spikes, having retired the last six batters he has faced. It's the 4-5-6 hitters due up for Frederick here in the seventh. Jose Silva, Anthony Diaz, and Taj Bates. Silva is 0-for-1, having struck out in the fourth against Sun. He drew two walks against State College starter Roman Kimball. Only one hit allowed, but six walks, three runs, four strikeouts. In three-plus innings for Kimball, he will not be a factor in the decision today. Tom Sun, making his case to be the pitcher of record for the Spikes, delivers ball one high to start the bottom of the seventh inning. Matthew Becker started on the mound for Frederick, three innings, allowing a pair of runs. Right now, he is the pitcher of record for the Keys. Five runs allowed, over two and a third for reliever Max Hansman. Tyler Bowen has tossed the last inning and two-thirds for the Keys. The 1-1 now to Jose Silva. Outside a ball. Fastball from Tom Sun. 2-1 the count. Tom from Beijing, China. Given first name Yi Kong. But he has played collegiate baseball here in the U.S. the last three seasons for Augustana University in South Dakota. Pitch swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. Three seasons for Augustana University in South Dakota. Pitch swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. Tom Sun starting to mow his way through the Frederick order here as we progress later in the ballgame. It's 7-4 State College after seven innings on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And if you are trying
Into the eighth inning, Quinn Bentley, Hugh Pinckney, Caden Shapiro. The 3-4-5 hitters due up against Tyler Bowen. A 7-4 lead for the Spikes as they seek their first series victory of 2025. Trying to start off this road trip on a high note. Some of the Spikes will also be participating in the Frederick Keys exhibition against the Canadian Junior National Team later tonight before the whole squad sets off to West Virginia, Morgantown area. Granville, to be precise, Kendrick Family Ballpark, 7 p.m. start time tomorrow. I'll be on with you, West Virginia, Morgantown area. Granville, to be precise, Kendrick Family Ballpark, 7 p.m. start time tomorrow. I'll be on with you. First time he's facing righty Tyler Bowen. First pitch from Bowen to Shapiro shows bunt, but misses it. Strike one. Trying to push it to the third base side, coming out of the left-handed batter's box. Pinckney leading off first. Remember, to start the game, he had the RBI single, and then Matthew Becker kept throwing over to first to hold him on. That pitch outside, a ball, 96 miles an hour. I think that might be the hardest pitch that Bowen has thrown in this game. He's hit 97. Actually, 98. Now that one is low, 2-1 the count. But not only does he have the velocity with his pitches, you can tell he's trying to will that ball over the plate. Two balls and a strike. Next offering, fastball outside at 94. Three balls and a strike with Harrison Didowick on deck. Shapiro showed bunt early in the count, has not done so lately. Bowen gets the sign and the pitch. Outside, ball four. So Pinckney moves to second. Shapiro draws his second walk of the game. 14 strikeouts, but there have been now 7 walks issued by Keys pitching as well and a hit batsman. Here's Harrison Didowick. 0-for-3 in the game, but he drove in a run last time up with a sacrifice fly to center. First and second, one out here. Pinckney in scoring position, Shapiro behind him. Bowen sets, first pitch to Didowick. A ball outside, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, Frederick, Maryland, as the Spikes take on the Frederick Keys. Finale of a 3-game series here. We go to West Virginia tomorrow. And that pitch sails, ticks off the mitt of Bates outside, and all the way to the backstop. Runners move up to second and third. I believe that'll be a wild pitch. We'll see what the ruling is. Seemed like that was wide. It was more incidental that Bates got the glove on it than anything, but see what the call is. Whatever it is, whether wild pitch or pass ball, runners are on second and third with one out, and it's a 2-0 count on Didowick. And these are all things that are working against Tyler Bowen. It is a wild pitch. The infield is up all the way around. And Bowen sets. And the 2-0. That's swung on and fouled back to the screen, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. And Bowen to the plate. Grounder between first and second, a base hit. One run scores in Pinckney. Shapiro is going to be held up at third as the throw from Diaz, a strong one. RBI single for Harrison Didowick. His second run knocked in today. It's 8-4 Spikes. Runners at the corners, one out, and here is Matthew Evans. Spikes shortstop 1-for-4. Well, the Spikes, managed by Dave Tremblay for two seasons, 2022 and 2023. Tim Battle serving as Dave's hitting coach in 23 before taking the reins himself as a manager. But Dave constantly preached to his players, value of just adding to the lead. If you're up by one run, make it two. If you're up by two runs, make it three. Heck, if you're up by 9 runs, make it 10. Just keep adding on to it. You'll be in a good position. That's what the Spikes have done. 0-1. There goes Didowick. The pitch popped up on the infield. Didowick has to scramble back, but the pit ball's dropped by the pitcher. But now he throws to second, and the forced play is made and is first and third with one out. So the infield fly rule was not in effect. But a dropped ball by Bowen, however, he's able to record the out at second. So Evans smartly, at 18, he didn't give up on it. He just went to first base, come what may. And so he is on, but Didowick got caught way in between. He took off for second. That ball popped up in front of the mound. It looked like Bowen, for all the world, like Bowen just had it. But then he drops it, and Didowick, after scrambling back to first, has to scramble back to second. Breaking ball for a strike. Evans takes off for second and makes it. 8-4 game. We'll see if that is a stolen base. If it is, as Evans advances, they'll make the Spikes 15-15 in stolen bases this year. The pitch. That's low for a ball. 1-1. So second and third. Two outs now. And an 8-4 game. Spikes in front. Bowen delivers. Strike taken just above the knees by Ross on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Camden Ross has reached base four times today. Three walks and an infield single. He has scored a pair of runs as well. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Went after the changeup, and the inning is over. Fourth strikeout for Bowen, but the Spikes add on another run. They do so on two hits. They leave two. At the end of 7.5, it's 8-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one, because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
The State College Spikes are back for a six-game homestand, Tuesday, June 17th through Sunday the 22nd. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the Trenton Thunder during the stretch with a full slate of daily value promotions. Plus, the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marines Friday, June 20th. And fireworks presented by the Central PA Autism Community Saturday, June 21st on Autism Acceptance Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the third base concourse.
Tom Sun returns to the mound for the bottom of the eighth inning, having retired the last 9 Frederick batters he has faced. In fact, he's retired 11 of the last 12. Only Taj Bates, who was hit by a pitch back in the fifth, has reached since a Sam Parker walk in the fourth. And it'll be the 79 hitters due up against Sun. Bruin Agbayani, Dawson Willis, and Jordan Payton. As the Spikes now lead it 8-4, out hitting the keys 11-4. Frederick with the lone error today. Bruin Agbayani is 0-2 with a walk. He has scored a run as well. Left-handed hitting 18-year-old out of Hawaii. Son of the former big leaguer Benny Agbayani, who coached him this season at St. Louis School. And the pitch fouled away over the seats, third base side, 0-1. Chase Horst is warming up again in the Spikes bullpen. Really more loosening right now, the 0-1. That is fouled over the netting and out towards the construction area down the left field line. Two strikes to Agbayani. Sun dangles the ball quickly, now rises to the stretch, the 0-2. Called strike three on the inner half of the plate with a fastball. Five strikeouts for Tom Sun. The last three have been looking. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Need fast, reliable care? Mount Nittany Health Express Care, right here in State College, offers walk-in urgent care for minor illnesses and injuries. No appointment needed and open 7 days a week. 10 in a row retired by Tom Sun. Now here's Dawson Willis. He greeted Tom Sun rather rudely back in the fourth. A two-run homer to left field. Swings of the first pitch here. Pops it up left center. A crowd gathers. The left fielder, Cole Pladsen, takes charge, puts it away, and there are two gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. That's 11 in a row set down by Sun. Now, I think it's flipped around from Tom Sun being a candidate for pitcher of record in this game to being the decided favorite. Checked in after Roman Kimball faced the first batter in the fourth, and after a rough start early, the two-run homer by Willis, a double by Jordan Payton. It has been smooth sailing for Tom Sun. Brandon Kane, Frederick right-hander, warming up. He'll get the ninth inning for the Keys. As the first pitch, a strike to Jordan Payton, the designated hitter. He collected that double off Sun in the fourth inning, one for two of the walk and a run scored in today's game. A one, breaking ball outside, a 1-1 the count. And this is where Tom Sun is most effective. He's worked mostly inside the zone. 72 pitches, 45 strikes. Next offering, dips out, 2-1 the count. Now the perils are working in the zone, of course, so that sometimes you get taken for hard hit balls like the home run by Dawson Willis. But you also, by throwing strikes, can better get ahead of hitters if they don't get to it or lay off of it. There's a fastball for a strike on the outer half, 2-2. It's not overpowering, but it has been effective for Tom Sun. And the pitch. Breaking ball lifted in the air left field. Cole Pladsen has it sized up, makes the grab, inning over. Tom Sun has set down 12 consecutive Frederick batters from the fifth through the eighth. We go to the ninth. Spikes leading 8-4. One more chance to add to that lead when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Into the ninth inning here in Frederick. Spikes leading 8-4. One more turn at bat for State College, and it'll be a new pitcher they'll face here as right-hander Brandon Kane enters the fray. Kane out of Mobile, Alabama, also a University of Oklahoma product, 6 foot, 174 pounds. He is 20 years old. He'll be 21 in August, and he will face the Spikes 9-1 and 2 hitters Landon Johnson, Javon Hernandez, and Cole Platson. Kane made two appearances so far. Last time out against Trenton on Sunday, an inning and a third. He walked two batters. Picked up the win this past Thursday against West Virginia with two and a third innings of one-run ball. Was mostly a pinch hitter and pinch runner at Oklahoma this season. Just one pitching appearance for the Sooners. 3 2/3 total innings this year for the Keys. Again, two runs against him, three strikeouts, five walks. An ERA of 4.91. Landon Johnson, 2 for 4 with a pair of doubles, an RBI, and a run scored today. We'll get to the final line on Tyler Bowen here. 2 2/3 innings, three hits, one run. It was earned. One walk, four strikeouts. A wild pitch charge to him as well. 46 pitches, 28 of them for strikes. Here's Kane, the righty, delivers. Fastball and a strike of 97. The hat pops off the head. The dreadlocks flowing. 0-1 the count. Kane, a lot of pop to his fastball. Actually, he has a multitude of breaking pitches to select from. 0-1. And 98 on the fastball. Swing and a miss. Pops out of the middle. Bates. The hat topples off again. 0-2 the count. I'm wondering if that's a medium large or a large XL he's got on there. There's a little stretching behind the mound. Rises to the top of the hill. We'll reset the timer. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Fastball off the plate outside. Hat tumbles off again. It's not necessarily the big, huge follow-through where the head's down, the hat's popping off. He just comes with velocity in a relatively tight setup such that just the force bumps it off the dreads. One ball, two strikes. Teal glove, or maybe a slightly greener shade of teal on the left hand as that pitch bounced foul, first base side. Brought the change there. 1-2 the count. Landon Johnson in the left-handed batter's box at a high point, 18 homers, 86 ribbies this year. The 1-2. Swing and a foul third base side. Good job by Johnson fighting that one off to stay alive. Chase Horst now is warming up in earnest in the Spikes bullpen. He will get the ninth inning. It won't be a save situation, but what a job Tom Sun did today. He's the pitcher of record, and he'll be the winning pitcher if the Spikes hang on to this lead, which currently sits at 8-4. 1-2. Slider stays outside. Ball two. That one coming in at 80. Spikes taking the lead in the opening inning. Matched runs with the Keys the first two. Three in the fourth to the Keys two, but then two more in the sixth, one in the eighth. And the 2-2 fastball surges in at 97, but low. And the count is full. Well, right now, you look at the strike zone, the pitch-by-pitch. Sometimes they call the hitting spray charts. This truly is a spray chart. It's all over the place. Kane's trying to attack from all angles. And a deep breath before the payoff pitch. And this is golfed up in the air, sky high on the infield. Shortstop Willis takes charge, makes the grab for his fellow Sooner behind the mound, and there's one away. That'll bring Javon Hernandez to the plate. Spikes leadoff man and second baseman, 1 for 5 today with two stolen bases. He has driven a run and scored a run as well. So 15 of 15 on steal attempts this year. The Spikes 4 for 4 this year. Hernandez himself now 5 for 5 to lead the way. Eric Colasso had 3 last night. He's now second on the team in steals. The first pitch to Hernandez fouled away first base side. Cole Platson on deck. It would be Quinn Bentley to follow as the Spikes finish off this series here in Frederick. And the 0-1. Fastball called, strike on the outer edge, 0-2. I'll be along with you tomorrow from Kendrick Family Ballpark in Granville, 7 p.m. game time. Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health, begins at approximately 6:45. Big deep breath, and the 0-2. That's low and away. Slider that time, 1-2. Kane now with 11 pitches, 7 strikes to the first two hitters. Hernandez with the yellow batting gloves waggles the bat around the top of his head. Here's the 1-2. That's a called strike three. Over the inner half of the plate with a changeup. And that is the first strikeout for Brandon Kane. That is now 16 strikeouts for Frederick pitching today. The flip side of that, of course, 7 walks and a hit batsman and 11 hits allowed, but impressive nonetheless. And we're seeing some impressive velocity from Brandon Kane. This might be a hidden gem that the Sooners have had waiting. Again, mostly a pinch hitter and a pinch runner this year for Oklahoma. Of course, playing in the SEC, a talented Sooners squad, but saw their season curtailed sooner than they wanted to before they could reach Omaha. College World Series will be starting up here very soon out in Omaha. The 1-0. And the pitch. Called strike, 96 at the knees, 1-1. Hat flies off the head once again. Brandon Kane has thrown 14 pitches so far. The hat has fallen off his head on more than half of them. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. He may be visiting the equipment room or petitioning for the extra, extra large hat after this one's done. Chase Horst continues to warm in the Spikes bullpen. The southpaw will get the bottom of the ninth. 1-2, two outs, bases empty. Pitch to Platson, high and away for a ball. Cole has the Spikes' first home run of the season, clubbing one over the left field wall for a two-run shot in the fourth. 1-for-4 with a walk. Stolen base in addition to that home run, and he has scored a total of 2 runs today. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kane delivers. Slider outside, and the count is full. College World Series beginning in Omaha tomorrow with the Bracket 1 games, Arizona, Coastal Carolina, Louisville, Oregon State. Payoff pitch to Platson. And taking his time, gets it away in time. And here's a grounder to first. Diving stop by Parker. Comes up, tosses to Kane, race to the bag. Platson wins it for the Spikes. Safe. It'll be an infield single for Cole Platson. His second hit of the game, the 12th of the contest for the Spikes. And really, that was great all around. Everybody did exactly what they needed to do there. Just ended up, Platson was the quickest. And so he wins the race and brings Quinn Bentley to the plate for the 6th time today. Bentley 0-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. By the way, the second bracket of the 2 double elimination brackets at the College World Series. UCLA faces Murray State in its first game, repping the Big Ten. LSU and Arkansas square off in the other half of that first set of games on Saturday. Pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. Of course, the winners of the double elimination brackets will meet in a best-of-3 series. And those games will be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, June 21st through the 23rd. 1-0 the count. The pitch to Bentley, down and in for a ball. 2-0, 94 on the fastball on that occasion. Plenty of players on both of these teams had aspirations of making it to Omaha. Plenty of players that did see regional action. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Playable for Lipsy going back toward the track. He reels it in, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit. One runner left for the Spikes in the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom half, and it'll be up to Chase Horst to nail it down for State College in the bottom of the ninth when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Remember, always be generous with the nutmeg. Just eyeball it.
Okay.
Mom's wisdom has served you well, but now it may be your turn to guide her.
Hey, I'm worried about Mom. She keeps forgetting her famous sweet potato pie recipe.
Some things come with age, sis.
And some don't.
Knowing the early signs of Alzheimer's in a loved one will help you make the best decisions for your family. Visit 10signs.org to learn the signs. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth here in Frederick, and lefty Chase Horst is on to nail it down for the Spikes. It will not be a save situation, but he can finish it strong. He appeared on Tuesday for the Spikes, going one inning. And in that one inning, he allowed two runs, two hits, two strikeouts, however. 19 pitches, 11 for strikes. That was the debut for Chase Horst with the Spikes, and now the University of Cincinnati product and Lititz, PA native, who had a few fans out here on Tuesday, is back on here to finish it out for State College. Again, 8-4 the lead. Top of the order due up for the Keys, starting with Trey Lipsy, the center fielder. And Tom Sun, what an outstanding job. Ended up as middle relief, but he goes five innings. Very much a quality outing as Horst delivers a strike on the inner half, 90 on the fastball, 0-1 the count. We'll get you the line on Sun after the 0-1 pitch from Horst. Here it is in a lefty-lefty matchup. That is just low for a ball. Sun, five innings, one run, which was earned. He allowed that home run to Willis after entering the game. Allowed three hits total, but none after the fourth inning. He yields one walk, one hit batsman, five strikeouts, and retired the last 12 batters he faced in order. Fly ball to right center field. Shapiro coming over. Diving play by Dedowick in center, and he makes the catch. Harrison Dedowick into the gap, making up ground big time. Celebrating with Caden Shapiro a little bit, and deservedly so. An outstanding play in the outfield by Harrison Dedowick for the first down in the bottom of the ninth. Off the bat, it appeared like that might be Shapiro's ball, but it just kept going to the gap. But again, Dedowick makes up ground, and he makes it up big time with those long strides. Showed it again there, layout at the end, to finish with a fantastic catch. First pitch strike on the outer edge to Eddie Hakopian. Right-handed hitting left fielder, 1-for-4, with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored today. That pitch down and away, 1-1 the count. Spike's defense has shined, and I think you're starting to see the pitching staff start to depend a little more on the guys behind them. Pass ball and a strike on the outer edge, 1-2. There are quite a few power pitchers on this Spike staff, but guys who can get outs are starting to figure out who they've got behind them. What are the good spots? What are the spots to avoid? The 1-2, fouled first base side down the right field line to the construction area. 1-2. Fans have been warned here as well that with active construction areas going, do not go into them even to chase after foul balls. 1-2. Number down the first baseline. That stays fair. Past the diving Johnson. It dies near the Keys bullpen. Digging for second is Hakopian, and he'll make it. Not a whole lot behind that. Off the handle of the bat, but it just kept gliding along that first baseline. Atlanta Johnson tried to dive after it, but it was out of his reach. And then it tailed toward the bullpen mounds here in the warning track. So Hakopian gets two bases out of it. His second hit of the day. It's the third extra base hit and fifth total for the Keys. Sam Parker is 0-for-3 with a walk. And the left-handed hitting first baseman takes a called strike on the outer half. 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Second offering. Bounced foul, first base side. 0-2 the count. Slider action from Horst on the 0-1. Now ahead, two strikes. Hakopian doffs the helmet for a moment. Again, the temperature has risen since the 80 degrees it was at when we began. And the 0-2, called strike three. Slider cuts across the outer half of the plate. And that's the first strikeout for Chase Horst this afternoon, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. The future of healthcare is here, opening in 2026. Mount Nittany Health's new 10-floor patient tower will feature 168 private rooms, state-of-the-art services, and the highest quality care for our community. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Two down in the bottom of the ninth. The last hope for the Keys, Jose Silva, the third baseman 0-for-2 with a pair of walks, takes ball one high and away. The Spikes can nail down the victory, leading 8-4. They'll get back to .500 on the year. They'll win their first series of 2025. And after several members participate in the Keys exhibition against Team Canada later tonight, they'll head off to West Virginia. The 1-1 swung on and missed. All right, check that. The 1-0 pitch was swung on and missed. Now it's 1-1. Slider dove out of the way again. Actually, that more of a changeup. Just dropped right down with a lack of spin. One ball, one strike. Hakopian leads off second. Takes off for third. The pitch called strike on the inside corner. So Hakopian takes third.
Safe at third. Sometimes stealing pays off. Go to Wealth Diversified. Secure your financial future.
Two balls and a strike. And it will be indifference there. As the pitch lifted in the air, right field, this should do it. Caden Shapiro underneath it, makes the grab, and the Spikes. Going nearly wire to wire, Cole Pladsen with the first homer of the year for State College. Tom Sun with an outstanding effort on the mound in middle relief. Five innings worth of quality pitching. And they take it down today by the score of 8-4. We will wrap things up from Nemio Field at Harry Grove Stadium in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer. with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.